correct. From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes.
Welcome back to The Superiority Complex, your new favorite podcast. We have a full house today, and we're going to have a guest. I'm very excited. John, this is going to be a list on the fly for you. I forgot to tell you what the topic is today. So in your head, just have it. We're not going to do it just yet. Your favorite Halloween candies that you used to get when you would go trick-or-treating. Have your least favorite. So at least one horrible. We're going to discuss candy.
Did you do monsters last year?
We did. We're going to get to you.
Last week.
We'll get to your monsters.
Right. Monsters.
Let's get to our introductions first. To my left, the lovely Justine. To my left, the lovely Patrick. To my right, handsome Dan, handsome himself, Jake.
Hello.
And his sidekick. No.
Sidekick? That limey cocksucker. Sorry about that. Sorry, folks.
And then our friend John Sandy. Your radio pal. Your podcast pal.
The Candyman.
Everybody's
Candyman.
Candyman can.
Your favorite podcast pal. Would you say that, John? Would you say you're America's podcast pal?
America's favorite sweetheart. America's sweetheart.
You are America's. Justine, America's, I think, is America's sweetheart. And we have to address this right off. We got some flack last week from some friends in our podcast group. There was actually a hashtag going around, Justice for Justine, because we did not let her talk enough last week. People were actually angry that she did not get to talk. They said anytime she tried to talk, you guys would just jump in and step on her toes and not let her talk. So, Justine.
Wow. You're running the show today.
Justine, I would like to honestly and sincerely apologize to
Good.
You.
I'm just kidding.
And we're done.
That was enough.
There's the door.
How many did you get?
There was a few. There was people saying, let Justine talk more. We like Justine.
A few.
You have a fan club, Justine.
Yes. Fight the power.
She doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for the apology.
It's a start.
She's literally flipping through a magazine while she's... Oh, thanks.
Right.
She was on her phone the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Look, Sandra Bullock's pregnant.
You need to be present for the podcast, okay? Maybe in the moment.
Send those hashtags, too.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm going to do a new hashtag, reprimand Justine.
I just feel bad.
We're not talking.
Oh, my God.
I just feel bad for them. You know, they created this whole trend, and it was just a waste.
She'll talk. Look at her. She's great.
I love that. She'll talk. Look at her. She's getting ready to talk right now.
Look it.
If there was a sound for eye rolls, you'd probably hear it.
What?
Ow.
It's more like, I don't know. That's more like eyes popping out.
Yeah. No, let's not start.
Let's not do this.
Awkward silence. We're just waiting for Justine to talk now. Now
Now everyone's all.
This is what you guys wanted.
What do you have to say about this, Justine?
Justine, why don't you? Let us. How are you, Justine? First of all,
I'm good.
How was your week?
It was good. My voice is almost coming back.
I like that you have that little thing in your voice right now.
It's horrible.
It sounds very good. Will you do our promo today? Will you do?
It's slightly raspy.
Yeah, just a little bit.
It's yeah.
Almost back.
And guys, you got a raspy voice. Hey, that's all right. Maybe it won't go away right away.
Maybe that's your new voice.
You got a kind of a Lauren Bacall thing going
that's
on.
That's it, yeah. On this show, are we going to talk about the new Blade Runner?
I have not seen it.
Ooh.
I haven't seen it either.
I'm ready. Okay, I saw it, so I'm ready next week.
I want to know, did you like it?
I liked it a lot.
Okay, good.
It was good.
I like it a lot.
It was wonderful. I mean, it didn't fall into any of the sequel traps. It was solid.
And I love the director.
Well, if you like The Rival, you're going to like this.
I loved The Rival. It was my favorite movie last year.
That's right. He was the director.
You're going to dig this. But be prepared. It's almost 3 hours.
Whoa.
We were going to try to go see it Saturday, mm-hmm. and it was late. And when I saw that the running time was 3 hours, I thought, Nicole will never make it through this.
It's like 2 hours, 45 minutes right in there.
Whoa.
That doesn't feel like three.
The original was 2 hours, just short of 2 hours, I think. So, but you know what? You're not. I was not looking at my watch. I wasn't getting fidgety. I was completely pulled into this world. They really do a great job. That's all I'm going to say. No spoilers. But, you know, be careful because there's a lot to be spoiled and there's a lot of people talking about it.
Do you have to watch the first one to watch it?
It's not absolutely necessary. It sure give you a lot more to chew on, but it's
should.
Not absolutely necessary.
I own the
you
first
should.
One.
The you first haven't one seen the first
amazing.
One?
No.
Well, you might as well. They did run it for a group. A couple weeks ago, they ran it for, or probably a couple months ago, they ran it for an audience that had not seen the original, and they said they got a pretty good response from everybody. So that made them feel like they'd done a good job. Because
Ford is very smexy in the first one.
For an entire room that had not, you know, an entire theater that hadn't seen it, they want to say, how is this going to play for a whole theater that hadn't seen it, you know? And it played well. So, and I agree, it's not absolutely necessary, but you might as well, my God.
Unfortunately, it did not do well at the box office.
Well,
very disappointing.
They say that. It wasn't a flop. They were expecting, they always project, they say projecting 50 million. It was like 31.
Yeah, I don't understand how that in any...
Because that's the way that it was with the original. That one wasn't a box office smash. Yeah. It took years for people to
That's definitely a cult following movie.
Exactly. And this is not... It's like somebody said, this is not the Transformers. You know what I mean? This isn't for everybody. This is heavy. This has got a lot... This has got many, many things to think on as you're watching it and then for weeks afterward. Which is the mark of a good movie in my book. If you're still thinking about it like a week or two later, that's a pretty solid movie. If you're forgetting what you just saw on the way back to your car, leaving the theater, you know, that's the Transformers.
Yeah,
you're done. By the time you walk out of the theater, you're done with it. This one is giving you stuff to think about.
Visually, it looks amazing, and I that's why I didn't want to go in when I was half asleep or, you know, it was
you
late.
You want to be paying attention. Mm-hmm. A lot of twists and turns. Mostly physical effects. I didn't see a hell of a lot of CGI. And they said that they were trying wherever possible to do physical effects so that you never get distracted with, oh, that looks like a video game. This is solid. He's created a whole world, which is what Ridley Scott did with the first one. And the original characters are engaging. You're not just like sort of biding your time, okay, when's Harrison Ford going to turn up? You are engaged with the Ryan Gosling character. You really get sucked into what's going on with
That's
him.
That's awesome. I'm glad
gonna,
you like it.
I'm not going to say anymore. It's so good. I'm going to go see it again.
I'm glad you liked it because I do trust your opinion, and I knew I was going to go see it either way.
Yeah,
but it's
I was so afraid of somebody spoiling stuff that I went. You know, I went Friday, the first matinee, and I just thought I can't. I always think back to, you know, Empire Strikes Back, where somebody walks into work going, "Wow, can't believe Darth Vader is in Vader." I thought, I can't.
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert! Yeah, for those of you 35 years.
All right, we have a guest today. We're going to call in. It's a friend of ours from a podcast called the Useless Debate Podcast. He's one of a trio over there. So we're going to call him. His name is Phil. We're calling all the way to, I believe, Florida.
Florida.
So let's,
Florida.
Yeah, Florida. Floridian. So we're going to call Phil. Here we go.
Doing it.
Don't do that noise, please. Patrick has a man bun if you're playing along at home.
Is my hair up right now? No, no. It's just
you have a little bit of a man bun. I don't know if I like that.
Hello.
Is this Phil?
Yes, sir, it is.
Phil, it's good to hear you. It's finally good to talk to you. Man, I almost said
likewise,
I almost said man to man. I don't know why I
thought he was going
to
say, who is this?
Oh, yeah. Well, so, Phil, you're going to hear a lot of voices here. We have a full studio today, but you've listened to our show before, so I think you know just about everybody. So Justine is here. Say hello, Justine.
Hello.
See, there you go, Jasmine. See, she did say something. Patrick.
How do you all?
Jake.
Hello.
John.
Hey.
And, of course, your friendly neighborhood podcast host. Phil, we just gave you a little intro. Phil, you are co-host along with your friends Dennis and
no one remembers Paul's name.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's Paul. I in my head I was like Phil Paul Dennis and I totally just blanked. But Phil also known as the Caboose.
Wow.
Can you please tell us a little bit about what your podcast is? Just plug your show really quick and, you know, just tell us what you guys do, and then you're going to jump on in and you'll join us here.
Okay. All right. Well, we kind of talked about how the podcast started in the chat. Basically, we used to be part of a trivia team that we'd go to. We do like bar trivia, called Sweep the Leg. And then one of our members moved away. Yeah, there you go. One of our members moved away, and basically we kept a little chat alive. And we were just chit-chatting about... Actually, our first episode was actually the what started the idea of the podcast. Was I was watching a movie, and I texted them, and like, I think this movie has the biggest cast I've ever seen. And then we're like, oh, we should do a podcast. And that's basically it, man. We talk about completely useless, random pop culture stuff. So if you, you know, really have a hankering for best Val Kilmer role, or if you really want to get down and learn, you know, talk about best, you know, movie soundtrack or, you know, come, we had an odd one, which was best first, song on an album, just random useless debates. That's what we do.
My only disagreement would be, these are all very important questions.
And these aren't trivial.
And this is honestly the kind of stuff that John and I would talk about. When I first started doing this podcast, John was one of the first people I had in mind to co-host with me. This was years before he ever came on the show. Because of that reason, we would have these conversations. John, how many times would I call you?
I know.
Call you and go, you know, I'd call you and go.
Best Sherlock Holmes, go. Yeah. best villain on, you know, best Star Trek villain, go.
It wouldn't even be, hello, how are you? Yeah. It'd be like, John, you know. Yeah. You know, so
right on the spot.
So I do. And by the way, you guys just started your second season. And honestly, what are you guys using, Zencastr now? Sounds fantastic.
Yo, thank you. Yeah, we just did. Just switched to Zencastr. Before I don't know what we were using. It was not good. We had bad audio, at the beginning, but it got progressively, somehow it got better, then it got worse. I don't know, but yeah, we used Zencastr. We're very happy with it so far. Cause we're all, you know, Dennis is in Denver, Paul and I are a little far from each other. So yeah,
it works though. It's amazing because in that podcast group, people like you and I know the Nerdy Bitches, they do it remotely as well. There's a few that aren't recording, and when you guys pull it off and it sounds that good, it really amazes me because we are all in the same room, and sometimes I'm like, what happened?
We just sound terrible, didn't we?
What happened? So this last episode, so season two, episode one, you talked about greatest shootouts in a Western, you know,
best gunfight in the Western,
which is a great topic, and nobody brought up Tombstone, and I'm pretty sure Beside a Geek is. No, wait, I forgot. Does Beside a Geek like or hate Tombstone?
He hates Tombstone.
That's right. That's right.
Tombstone. He thinks he loves Wyatt Earp. Hates Tombstone.
Why does he hate Tombstone?
He just doesn't. I don't know. I don't know if it's just because everyone likes. I feel like he's. I think he likes being a contrarian half the time. So I don't know if everyone likes Tombstone and he doesn't, like for that reason, but I'm sure he's got his rationale, but he does believe that Wyatt Earp is a superior movie.
Kevin Costner.
He even thinks that, Doc Holliday in Wyatt Earp?
Is it Randy Quaid? Dennis Quaid?
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid. He even thinks he's a superior Doc Holliday.
Huh.
So really, it's just I know.
No, I'm saying because I never saw Wyatt Earp. I don't know why I never got around to it. Yeah.
Well,
and Gene Hackman plays the dad, right?
Is Gene Hackman in it?
I think he plays her dad in flashbacks or something. I think. I don't know. I need to see that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wait, you might be talking about Quick and the Dead.
No. I think he's also in Wyatt Earp. I don't know. It's been
really?
Made like
I didn't know that.
10 times.
Well, it's a what's his name Costner movie, so it's like 3 hours long. it doesn't get put on nearly as much. By the way, I love the fact that I can hear this laugh live. I am thoroughly enjoying this.
It's the only reason we show.
Yeah, I mentioned that to John. I mentioned that Phil is the one that said that he is glad that if nothing else, this episode has encapsulated that laugh for all eternity. So
you could push a button. You just
so good.
Thanks.
We need that button.
No problem.
We need that button in the White House, and every time Trump gets antsy, you just give John Sandy laugh.
Calms him right down.
Yeah. If that's all it took.
Right?
We need a soundboard of John's laugh, just so in case he's not here, we can still have the laugh.
If that's all it took.
Or just John Sandy's laugh, so when Trump makes a dumb joke, you play that laugh, and he thinks that people love him. Just to keep him happy. That's it. So, Phil, I asked you to, and by the way, your show is it's a, you guys are, what, 10 episodes in?
We did 10 episodes the first season. We did a one-off.
And then, okay.
And then now we're in the, we just started our second season. The only reason we quote-unquote seasons is because I'm busy in the fall because I cover a lot of football games and stuff. So we decided to take a little break and whatnot. But we're going to basically get back at it, mainly because of you guys. You guys keep popping out episodes, and everyone in the group keeps popping out stuff, and I'm getting jealous.
Well, I'll tell you what. No matter how many episodes we crank out, we actually have we do two podcasts again. We're back to doing our board game podcast. We will never be as prolific as Everything I Learned from Movies.
Holy crap! Right. I feel like he jumps in and kind of jumps into discussion, and then it's always, oh, here, by the way, can you retweet my episode?
It works. I don't mind doing it, but it's just always amazing because I'm like, I feel bad sometimes because I don't retweet stuff because I assume that I've already retweeted it, and I'm like, oh no, that's another one.
It makes me feel so lazy.
Well, no, don't be lazy. You're like saving lives. You're setting bones.
No, It makes me feel lazy.
You're setting bones. You're doing you're a miracle worker. You're basically McCoy. You're Dr. McCoy. You're doing all this stuff, and then
I wish I was McCoy.
Oh, that's great. So you're going to join us today in our little discussion. I don't know how much time you have, Phil, but
I got whatever you need.
Okay, cool.
However long you can tolerate me.
Cool, because we do a nice 3-hour podcast.
Yeah, no breaks.
We do a nice tight 3 hours for our fans in New Zealand. Okay,
I got some snacks and a bottle here. We're good.
Oh, perfect, wow. perfect. Ned, wait. Do you guys? Because I know some of Besotted Geek. They drink, and Everything I Learned from Movies, they have beer. Do you guys, do you imbibe while you're doing your podcast?
We didn't. We started a little bit at first, then we didn't, and then we realized it was much easier to do it definitely while intoxicated.
Okay.
So we do drink a little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
don't get hammered.
Must be nice.
We're one of the few, because we all have to drive to a studio to do it. And there's a glass window, and there's people walking by, so we just can't be getting sloshed.
And there's a camera.
And there's cameras.
The owner can see what we're doing. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's that, too. The owner's watching us every moment.
Oh, yeah.
Every
moment. There is a cardboard Boba Fett cutout, so I feel like that.
So that's something.
I feel like that. You could hide behind the cutout.
Classes up the joint.
Yeah. Just don't.
Or we could put booze in our...
Oh,
tea bottles.
You guys aren't doing that
next
already?
Next time.
Yeah, John, come on.
Well, I was going to say, why not just, whiskey? You get Gatorade, right? You empty it out, and you fill the rest of half of it with vodka, you're good to go.
Yeah, just Midori with a little bit of
damn
Sprite.
It. Should have never thought of that.
Mm. It looks exactly like Gatorade. Not that I would know.
Right? There you go, yeah.
You know a guy.
I know a guy who knows a guy. Mm-hmm. Justine, could you please let other people talk? Okay, so...
God, you're so loud, woman.
Hey... We're going to get yelled at in the chat for not letting Justine.
You listen.
I know.
Guess what?
I know.
If you don't like it, you come and you host the superiority complex. How about that?
Get in there, Justine.
You try and
come
get
on.
To
be
talk.
Aggressive.
She doesn't. Justine is. She likes to come in and just observe. That's what I. When you started, Justine, were you not? You said you would observe and occasionally interject. Is that not?
Yeah, because I'm listening.
That's right.
Even now, though she's on your phone.
Do you listen and then listen again?
I'll listen to it again. Because I want to know what you're cutting into it and what you're...
I don't really take anything out.
Yeah, well, the last episode we went on pretty long, so I thought you might put stuff in there and you didn't.
I just put a break. I think, and this week we're going to actually have an ad. We're gonna do Inception. I have an ad for the Useless Debate podcast, which you're actually going to hear in this episode. Yeah, that's right.
Pretty high tech.
We're going to spin that top.
Getting fancy.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We just checked. So let me just tell you something, Phil. Okay, we came in. You saw the tweets. Brent, PJ's down, right? So Brent's like, I told Brent, I said, we'll call you and I'll send you the audio and then you can edit the whole thing together and we'll just guest on your show. We got 15 minutes. We're going to do the board game podcast and then, you can just clip us in and we'll, it'll help eat up 15 minutes. Guess how long we did?
I don't know.
1 hour.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. 15-minute guest talk turned into over an hour.
Well, yeah. You can do an hour saying goodbye. Yeah,
I could see that, yeah.
It's Return of the King all over again. There's like 10 false goodbyes. Mm-hmm.
Return of the King. And there's the bonus stuff.
Hey. Is that a Latin thing, the false goodbyes? Like, my family, whenever anyone came over our house, we always had, like, 14 goodbyes. There was, like, the goodbye in the house, then there's the goodbye, like, at the door. And they would, like, leave the door.
It's a generational then, like, thing.
The car.
Yeah. They get the car.
Is that a special thing, or that? Okay.
Then you're in the car, and then the windows are down.
No, my mom does that. Yeah. No, it's a generational thing, because the whole family did that. My grandfather used to go, tell me when you're really leaving, because yeah, there's the goodbye at the back door, there's the goodbye in the car, exactly, with the window down, and then I'll creep back, I'll be like rolling back, and the head will come around the corner, okay, and no, don't forget this now, and it's like, this is like, until I'm on the street, it's still going to happen, and then when I get home, there's a phone call, it's like, oh, I forgot to tell you.
Did you get home safe?
It's like, I swear to God.
My family's the same way.
There you go, it's a generational thing.
But I'll tell you what, I don't know, maybe it is, but in my wife's family, when they say goodbye, that's it. And my wife does say it's...
They're gone.
Yeah, my wife will just be like, "Just are we leaving?" She's like, are we really leaving? Yeah. Or are you just saying we're leaving?
Yeah. And you have to start. What that means is you have to start like an hour early, like starting for the door. Well, okay. Well, it's getting to be about that time. And about an hour later, you're in the car.
There you go.
Now, Phil, you're Cuban. So let me ask you this. Are Cubans on time or are Cubans late?
Oh, hell no. Not at all. Yeah, no.
Which one?
Down here, it's Cuban time.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Never, no.
MST, Mexican Standard Time.
Yep.
Filipinos, too?
Which is why when I actually made friends with Dennis and Paul, so Dennis is white, so I had to change, like, my whole routine. Whenever I'd say, hey, we're going to meet at, like, 7, I knew he was going to be there at 6:45.
Yeah.
And that was him being... on time.
Yeah, that's a white people thing.
He's like, no, but I'm on time.
Yeah, that's board game night. I go, we'll be there at 7. I'm getting texts. I'm getting texts from Patrick and Justine at 6:30. We're here. We're here. And I just send him a gif of Elmo pooping, just so he knows what's up.
And then I expect him like 3 hours later.
Yeah, that's what we have to do. But now it drives my wife nuts because my wife is like, her motto, if you're not early, you're late.
Yeah.
That's her motto. So anytime there's something going on with my family, you want to hear a funny story? We used to invite my mom to my daughter's birthday parties and half an hour early, so she would show up and still only be like 15 minutes late.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, no, I've had multiple people that come to my party at the time that I said, and I'm not ready at all.
Your own party. That's great.
I put them to work. Yeah, I put them to work. Getting ice and stuff.
That's smart. That's being smart.
That's being crafty.
That's what white people do. We show up early to help out.
Oh, hey, you're here early. Can you go buy snacks and napkins?
Snacks and food and drinks.
And beer.
Yeah, I think I learned that from dating Patrick.
Yeah, you show up early and you go, what can I do to help?
Well, he gets like in a panic. He's just like, okay, we have to go. It's this time. We won't make it there on time.
I hate being late.
They said 7, it's fine. We'll be there at 7:10, it's okay.
You're Filipino, so you're rolling in at 9:45.
Everyone's leaving.
Fashionable.
If you're Mexican, you have a half empty case of soda or beer. There's already soda or beer missing out of it. I brought you 13 Coronas.
and if you're Cuban, you're bringing like some kind of fried food.
Of course.
Or dessert. Something that was fried.
And then
it may have been healthy at one time.
Not anymore.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's good. Yeah. That sounds, or if you're Mexican, it just has lard in it. Like
that's where the flavor comes from.
That's the best.
Have you guys had croquetas, right? Croquetas, croquettes.
Yeah.
How you guys want to pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I once made them with my grandmother, and I'm like, how did I not die as a child? Because it is so much lard.
Yep.
It goes into croquettes. It is unbelievable.
And then you try something like that without lard, it does not have any flavor. Yeah. You realize you have to use lard.
My grandma used to refry beans. My grandma used to refry beans and just ton of lard in there.
Yeah.
Just.
Otherwise, they just taste like beans.
Oh, my gosh. So good. So delicious. It's good for you. So let's talk about bean flavor. I don't know what that means. I'm bad at
great transition.
I'm bad at transition. I'm bad at segues.
Speaking of beans, favorite candy.
Oddly enough, Phil, you were recently on a Halloween podcast. I don't know the name of it. I forgot the name of it. If you want to give it a plug, please do. And I apologize to the host of that podcast.
I think it's The Halloween Podcast.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's on Twitter.
It's on Twitter?
Yeah, The Halloween Podcast.
The Halloween Podcast. Yeah. So shout out to The Halloween.
Our episode, I think, comes out this weekend. So the episode that we were on, yeah.
Okay, perfect, because they did an episode about candy, so we're actually going to beat them to the punch.
Wow.
You are. I just realized that right now, because I just realized your comes out Thursday. Right?
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago I had an idea, and I was like, let's do some Halloween theme. So last week we did Monsters, which we didn't – actually, Phil, John missed it. So if you have a – if you can, off the top of your head, come up with some movie monsters, like maybe your three favorite – and we'll do the candy first, and then we'll throw that in as a little bonus, because John missed out last week, and I know he really wants to talk about
it. So you guys did all the monsters.
So that'll be that'll be a useless debate between you and John.
All the monsters.
There you go.
All the monsters.
With the goal of trying to make John laugh so he doesn't get angry, because he wouldn't like him when he's angry. So we're gonna do everybody's favorite Halloween candies, and I said pick five, and we'll do three. We'll do top three. And then your least favorite. What is the one that you used to get that was just upset you to no end? So let's start with Patrick, because he's already grinning.
We want to go with worst or best first?
Do best first.
Okay, best first, caramel apple pups. The best candy.
Caramel apple pups?
You don't
pups?
See them anymore.
I don't remember
pups.
This.
Pups.
Oh, yeah!
You can buy them in a giant bag all year round at Target.
Caramel apple.
And they are
pops.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. They're the green apple candy covered in caramel. Huh. And I'm not a big fan of the caramel. It's the apple pop that's great.
Huh.
And that's what you want, so you have to like work at it for a while.
Wow.
So good.
Ugh. Good.
By the
work
way,
at it.
That's childhood right there.
Oh.
Holy Moses.
Yeah.
She doesn't say a lot, but when she does.
It takes tongue skill.
Evidently.
Eye roll.
Give it to you as a kid.
X going to give it to you.
Hey.
Justine, your we'll say number three.
Oh, that was my number one. I'm sorry.
Was that your number one?
I apologize.
He got excited.
How do you not know?
He got so excited. Jump the gun.
Does he
top
always,
three favorite. Favorite's caramel apple.
Does this happen, Justine? He he jumps gets excited and finishes early?
Yeah, so. Jumps the gun.
Wow. Yeah. The show takes an ugly turn.
He knows what happens if that happens.
I'm up.
Holy Moses. He knows what happens if that happens.
Is Phil still here? Is he okay?
He's on the ground.
Oh, I'm still here, buddy. I haven't warmed up yet. Don't really know where to jump
okay.
in.
Okay. You're going to go last. I like you, Sully. So you're going to go last. And then...
nice.
That way you kind of get a feel for... Brent, I let go first because he's been on this madness before, so...
He knows the drill.
Yeah.
He's participating.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go with the Tootsie Roll Pops.
Tootsie.
What did you just say?
Tootsie.
That's like a Russian agent.
My favorite is the Tootsie Roll Pops.
It's like Khrushchev. I think you're a Tootsie Roll Pops. I will bury your Tootsie Roll Pops.
Please to be giving me information. In exchange, I give you Tootsie Roll Pops.
That was Boris and Natasha.
Yeah.
Tootsie Roll Pops.
Tell me about voters in Pennsylvania. They use cheat or they use computer, huh? Here is your Tootsie Roll, you fat American.
Justine, oh Jesus. What? See what happens when I do talk?
Tootsie. A Tootsie
Roll. It's called a Tootsie Roll Pop.
Oh. Come on.
Tootsie Roll.
Like Toots.
Hey, Toots. Toots.
No one's ever corrected me before.
Tootsie.
It's because they're dying of laughter.
I know. Poor Justine. We do this whole thing where we apologize. The second she opens her mouth, you're stupid. You're a girl.
It is a Tootsie.
I'm sorry.
It's Tootsie.
That is one problems. We can't let slide. That is one we just can't let go. Tootsie.
Do you have let me ask you this. Do you have a problem with the Tootsie Roll getting like jammed up in your teeth?
Oh, yeah.
No,
I have a
save it for later.
The problem with those is you get cuts on your
the
tongue.
The razor blade part, right? Yeah.
It's like glass. You go crunch and you're like, oh my God.
Because the candy, you get like that razor blade sharp edge. And it's like,
you know, if you get a razor blade in your candy, you're supposed to.
No, it's
tell
the actual
police.
Candy yeah. itself.
No, because it's like shards of glass when you like crunch on it.
What if that's where all the reports of those. What if that's where the urban legend comes from?
I know what you're talking about.
It's the hole in the lollipop. That's why your tongue gets cut. Because there's like a little cut in there.
Okay, I don't know what.
Like it's open, and then your tongue. Like
I'm not sure what that is.
I don't know.
Is it like Tootsie Roll or Tootsie Pops?
It's the pop I'm talking about.
So oh, Tootsie Pop.
Tootsie Pop. Okay.
I don't know how you could ever get to the point where there's a hole in the...
Well, when there's just like a slight little hole, that ends up being a cut.
I'm trying to think what that is. It's all what? In a Tootsie Pop?
I don't know about
like,
that.
I feel like everyone's just going through a Rolodex of lines.
Yeah, no, can't say that. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what's happening.
Do you remember the commercial, how many licks this
takes? I think she's eating them wrong. That's all I think.
Like stick first or something. Yeah.
Anyways, that is my first.
Stick first.
Well, you said eating it wrong.
Stick first, bulk really later.
That's the wrong end.
They actually seen how many licks it takes.
Stick first is one way to go.
It's a long time.
You remember that commercial,
right? Yeah, I remember. That's
I've seen the t-shirts. Now they have the t-shirt with the owl.
With the owl.
And on the back it says, how many licks does it take to get to the...
Nostalgia. Yeah.
I have
that nostalgia. Owl was annoying.
He was annoying. And there's a longer version. Where, he asked the turtle first. He goes, I never did it without crunching it. Let's ask Mr. Owl.
One,
that was the direct
two,
cut.
A three.
A crunch. A three.
That's right.
I know. Yeah, then he bites it.
Then he bites it.
That son of jackass. A bitch.
What a jerk.
Fucking jackass.
Wow.
You would think as an owl, he would at least turn his head.
He's not wise about it.
You'd think he'd have patience. He's an owl. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, well.
All right.
Destroyed the scientific process.
That's right.
That's it. Yeah, he's wearing his little, what's that called?
Mortarboard.
The mortarboard.
Symbol of wisdom, my ass.
Yeah. Jake, what is your third favorite? Since I have to explain the top three list to everybody now.
I'm sorry.
Caramel apple pops.
What? Yeah.
No. My third favorite of candy would probably be the Heads of War, the sour candy.
Oh,
Warheads. Third favorite. Yes.
Warheads. I love that Heads of War.
Oh, that's ripped from today's headlines. Warheads.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, 2 days.
Most delicious of candies.
It is good.
Sour candy, yes.
What's your record on how many you can jam in your mouth at one time? Warheads.
Wow.
Warheads, I mean.
You know.
Warheads, I mean.
How many have I like? And then what's
depends
your favorite?
On how I'm feeling, you know, might have been a rough day, you know.
What's your favorite
tired.
Flavor?
Favorite flavor? Blue raspberry.
That's right.
Always.
The most
blue raspberry
flavor.
Or green apple. Nope, but blue raspberry is first.
Nope, you had it right the first time.
Followed shortly by green apple. The worst is always lemon.
None of your shit.
Lemon's
okay.
Always the worst.
I like lemon. Lemon's good. Lemon in any
like,
form.
My cheeks are getting all tingly from the sour. Just thinking. They had a giant bag of them at Target. I hardly ever see them, so I never get a chance to buy them. Mm. Target had a giant bag of them.
Why didn't you buy them?
I did. I still have like half the bag.
We had some at the board game night.
Yeah.
That's right.
I still have like half the bag.
Well, bring it tonight.
I am. Because
I can have one of those a day.
There you go. Diabetes.
All that happened is my feet tingle.
That's not good. Your feet aren't supposed to tingle.
Is that bad for a diabetic?
Yes.
Oh.
Not do it for.
Duly noted, WebMD. What was that, Phil?
It's worth a toe.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd do it for the tingle.
Hey.
Yeah.
Again, we just have to be silent so people don't yell at us. But
let Justine talk.
Yeah. You know, she starts talking, there's just a lot of sex jokes.
Yeah, that's all it is. She's so dirty.
Yeah, I know.
We keep it clean on this show, except when John says cocksucker and and Phil just drops MF bombs from all the way from Florida. You're in Florida, right, Phil?
Oh, sorry. Miami.
Oh, no, everybody swears on this show. It's fine.
Yeah, we're terrible.
We don't.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. Mm. Now we're just going to do it because
just to do it. Because
we can.
Just to do it.
Now, John Sandy, you and I are the same age, so what's your third favorite? Maybe a squirrel nut zipper?
Wow. 1929.
He likes them Werther originals.
Yeah.
I love that. Granddad always used to give me a candy I never heard of.
those wafer candies?
Out of a canvas bag.
The Necco wafers?
The Necco wafers.
Yeah, and that really is like the oldest candy. That's like that was in World War I. Yeah.
You know how bad times were back then when that was candy.
It's like chalk.
It's communion wafers if you're
like,
Catholic.
It's like chalk in the shape of a poker chip.
Communion wafers actually have flavor compared to a Necco wafer.
If you dunk them.
Somebody just did an article
them in the
about that. I think that was so they were trying to come up with a non-chocolate candy for the front in World War I. So they came up with something that couldn't melt. It was just shattered in your mouth, you know.
Does anyone know what Necco stands for?
It's an acronym, right? It's an acronym, it yeah, for National
it's
something candy.
It's Northeastern Confectionery Company.
There you go. Uh-huh. Yeah. Just all like, I know is that my great-grandmother, that was like a great-grandmother candy. It's like, what the hell? Yeah. What is this?
My grandma would buy the hard candy from King Cole Market. Remember King Cole
Market?
Yes,
I do. Yeah.
And it was ribbon candy? It was a ribbon candy, yeah. And it was just one giant lump.
You pick up one and the dish comes with it.
That's it. Mm-hmm. She would always have that on her. God bless her. That and Nilla wafers. Nilla wafers. Slightly stale.
What's your number three?
God bless Grandma Molly. John, what do you got? What's your number three, buddy?
Butterfingers.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Butterfingers.
Nobody lays a finger on my Butterfingers.
Yeah, that's a great candy. It's a messy candy.
It is.
It's like, if it's cold, it shatters. And if it's melty, it's like all over your
body. I always had a problem with Butterfingers sticking to the roof of my mouth for whatever reason.
It's like peanut butter. Once you,
yeah. It would stick to the roof of my mouth, the Butterfingers.
Yes, the peanut butter part.
Yeah, you eat lollipops wrong. Why are you judging?
Pollylogs.
Lollipops.
You eat pollylogs wrong.
From India.
All right. That's Phil, what is your number three,
don't
sir?
Forget the tootsie.
Thank you for being patient.
Oh, no problem. And by the way, half the time I have to realize that I'm not just listening to the podcast, and I'm actually in the podcast.
Oh, cool.
You're a participant.
I know.
I think that's good, right? Oh, so you mean you nod off halfway through and you got to...
as usual.
Phil, put your shoes on. We're at Grandma's house.
But she's dead.
Oh!
Wow.
Took
a dark turn there.
They're coming to get you, Phil. That's sweet.
Phil fits right in here.
Yeah. Hey, I'll say he does. Hello.
Hey-o.
Now we're on home video hustle.
we're going to do like 30 minutes of sexy talk later.
Yeah. With real like, hey. You need to be turned up?
No, Phil.
Turn Phil up.
Phil is as loud as he can get.
Turn Phil up so we can hear him.
You can go back in later.
But what's going to happen is I'm going to use level later and Phil's going to sound.
Okay, cool.
It'll all come up.
Like he's in the room with us. Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
it's
fine,
it's not your fault. It's Mario's fault.
It's my fault somehow. Even though Brent was coming in loud and clear earlier.
Well, that wasn't Florida, right? That was Ohio.
Yeah, it was only Ohio. He only had to yell half as loud.
That's right. Tin can and a string.
All right, Phil.
He's also just smoother.
He is. I feel so self-conscious when I talk to that guy.
We can't talk like he can.
No.
And I was trying to say, I was trying to say hustle, like PJ. And then I was like, at what point does this just sound racist?
Okay, so down here, so most of my Halloweens are spent in South Florida. So for me, candy, it's hot. It's hot here all year round. Doesn't matter. So our candy that is the best is not, and none of the chocolate bars, none of, like, those aren't going to make it. When I get home, they are just a melty mess.
Mm. Well, plus, you're Cuban, so you're just a hot people all the time, if the stereotype is correct. You touch things.
Caliente.
Yeah, see, there you go. You touch things and they just burst into flames.
We'll make the podcast bilingual in a little bit. M&M's, the little pack of M&M's. Number three for me.
Ooh, because they melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Peanuts or
they don't melt.
Peanut M&M or standard M&M?
I go peanut M&M.
Yes. Oh, you have to, bro. Yeah. You have to.
I respect that.
Good for you. Yes. It's like a treat inside of a treat.
Yes. Gotta go with the nuts.
She's doing the con.
They're so
damaged.
Phil, if you could see what she was doing with her hands.
Every line is a double entendre.
She's doing it on purpose. She's doing it on purpose.
Was it like the stress balls? Did it look like she was caressing stress balls?
Exactly. Yes. That's exactly what she was doing.
It looked more like Khan. Who did you come to see? Why are you here?
Yeah. I wanted you to know who it was. We're beating you.
Can't take you anywhere.
They're good. It's a good choice.
It's a great choice.
I'm going to go my number three. I'm going to, just to rock everybody's world, this is a candy that I didn't get a lot of, but on Halloween, it seems to be pretty prolific. You get them in little boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Lemon heads.
Oh, yeah. I love
lemon
balls.
Heads. Yeah. Lemon heads. That's my number three, lemon heads. Because you didn't just find them. You would find them occasionally on the store.
Yeah.
They'd always be like next to the Jawbreakers and the Boston Baked Beans. Like
right,
in
a long box.
Yeah.
Good and Plenty, yeah.
Yeah. So my number three is lemon heads because that always reminds me of...
I can never find those either.
Yeah, they're hard to find. And when I find them, the whole box.
You guys just don't work in retail. We sell like bags.
I don't know.
Would you like me to bring you some?
Bring me some lemon heads.
No, I will eat them and die.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You can't
forget about that. Now, you like lemon heads over lemon drops?
Yes.
Like a standard, it depends. There's different.
Because like the lemon drops have that more of a sour flavor and they don't have that like weird powdery texture.
Do you remember the lemon drops they used to sell at Disneyland that had the like not powdered, they had actually had like granulated sugar on the outside?
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah.
Those were great.
Yeah. I love lemon drops. Yeah. Lemon heads, I don't like that weird like coating on the side.
They're a little chewy.
So good.
Yeah,
but they're good.
I don't like.
Mm. Lemon drops. All right, number two. So, which for you, Patrick, would be number two.
Yeah, so we're on the same page now. Yeah.
Hey, for now. Then you're going to tell us number three at the end.
You're the guy going down on the up escalator like a jerk.
That's right. Do everything backwards. I'm the guy who, you know, when you say top five, I do top four.
Yeah.
Anyways, number two is...
Eye roll sound effect.
Yeah, you heard it right. Is the Haribo gummy bears, the gold package.
The gummy bears.
The gold ones, yeah. I love those. Those are my favorite.
See, that has a weird coating on it. That makes my mouth feel...
The Haribo gummy bears?
Yes.
How do you eat them, though? Because everyone eats them different.
Out of the back?
Head first.
The head first.
Oh, yeah, chew the head off, yeah.
Oh, like by the handful. You don't even look.
Oh, like that. Oh,
it's mass murder.
Mass murder, yeah.
Oh, that's
genocide.
You're just like a kaiju. Just causing... Yeah.
Some of us like to savor it, you know?
Yeah.
Can't just kill them in mass numbers. You got to savor each
one. I'm not a person who like cuts them in half and then splits two together and does this mad scientist weird crap.
Take two, bite them in half, get two of your good flavors.
You know, this isn't gummy pear centipede, okay? Let's keep it straight.
Your saliva kind of glues them together and then boop, right in the mouth.
What is going on with you?
Yeah.
No.
Doesn't anybody just eat candy anymore?
Just throw them in your mouth.
Justine, you're number two.
I only get this during Halloween. It would be a Mr. Goodbar.
Ugh.
Mr. Goodbar, which is basically a Hershey bar with peanuts, which they also sell. They sell a Hershey bar with almonds.
But their peanuts are good because it's like sliced and it's just, they do it perfectly. They're in the little packages when you get them.
I do like those little, that one that you can never buy in a bar that you get in the mini bars are the Crackles.
Yes.
Which is basically a Nestle Crunch, the Hershey version.
With Rice Krispies.
Yeah, but those are only sold in that little mini tiny. Yeah.
You never see like a big size.
It doesn't
crackle.
Exist.
Yeah.
Does not exist.
We sell them at work. You want me to bring you some?
Do you really?
No.
Where do you work that you have all this candy?
Michael's. We sell retro candy, so we have a lot of old retro candies.
Which Michael's
candies.
You at?
Upland.
Okay, and they have all the candies. Oh, they have the retro candies.
We have retro candies and like regular candies. So
at Michael's,
huh? People get bored and they want to eat. You know?
Do they have chunky bars?
No.
Remember chunky bars? Remember
I do.
We do have cowtails.
Yeah, we have cowtails. We have.
That's not nice to talk about.
What are those?
Like,
what's a cowtail?
We have those cute. There's toothpicks that are cinnamon.
Oh God, yeah.
Oh, I remember those.
Those are like the wax bottles. Where you're like,
we have wax bottles too.
How is this a candy?
No. Cinnamon toothpicks are bomb because then they burn the corner of your mouth right here.
Yeah, we have the nip. What is it? Nip.
Whoa!
The bottles.
Nip.
Jeez.
Oh, they're thank you. They're nipping lips or nicking lips.
I've lost control of the show, Phil.
Lick 'em sticks. That's a real thing, actually.
Fun dips.
Lick 'em sticks.
Fun Chico dip. Sticks. The Chico sticks. We saw.
No,
those
it was like the thing where you could eat the spoon.
Yeah, that was fun
like
dip.
Fun dip.
Yeah, that's fun dip.
I thought it was called a lick 'em stick.
The stick was called a lick 'em stick.
Okay.
But the actual candy is called Fun Dip.
That's on a shelf with stuff where you go, is that really a candy? Like Pixie Sticks is like colored sugar.
Oh,
you're going, is that a candy?
You know what Pixie Sticks becomes? Mexican Kool-Aid when you add it with water from the hose.
Oh,
hey, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, you buy the big ones off the ice cream truck?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I forgot about those. Yep. Yeah, they're like this. They're like a straightened out hula hoop. Yeah.
And then you hit your friend with it and he goes crying home to mom.
Yep.
Good times.
You're not smart enough to get ice from inside. No, we're going to use hose water.
Yeah, why not?
We're going to make this Kool-Aid.
So you've got all that retro candy there.
Yeah, we sell a bunch of retro candies.
You got the wax bottles?
Mm-hmm.
We always used to go.
Wax bottles,
first
wax
of all,
lips.
What's in those wax bottles? What is that actually? Is it sugar water? What is it? And then it's like, how long has it been in there?
Doesn't matter. It's encased in wax.
And then wax lips.
Yeah, we sell those too.
Wow, you got all that stuff.
Yeah.
People buy them.
Yeah, like crazy. Yeah.
Because it's a nostalgia factor.
Yeah.
They go, oh, I haven't had this forever.
Cigarette gum.
Those are the only things we do not sell because it's not PC.
Oh, and how about bubblegum cigars?
Yeah.
No, we don't sell those either. God. They'd be like orange or green, so kids don't think it's a real cigar.
But they still sell Big League Chew, right? And that's supposed to be like...
I actually buy that. It's shredded to look chewing tobacco. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, tobacco. Yeah,
they have like apple. They have like sour apple and grape. And
I remember shoving that when that first came out, like the 70s.
Yeah,
Every kid had. We have that all over. We bite off the ice cream truck.
Yeah. I still buy it. I still got a pack at home.
Off the questionable ice cream truck.
You buy the bomb pop. You buy your Big League Chew.
Yeah.
And you buy some goofballs. And
goofballs. Nice, hopped up on goofballs.
You buy some goofballs and Mary Jane. That you.
Hey.
And bring me the change.
There you go.
And bring me the
Choco tacos.
Choco tacos. That's it. Yeah, it's Spider-Man. It's supposed to look like Spider-Man. It's just a red mask with a white gumball on it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, sometimes they look. It's like, hey, it's Tweety Bird. Yeah. Okay, it kind of looks like Tweety Bird. Oh, then it's like, hey, it's the Hulk. It's like, that's not the Hulk. It's a green ice cream mask.
Yeah, the Spider-Man always ended up looking like the melted Nazi from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
They should just call it melted Nazi pop.
Dang, spit take.
Yo, I was going to spit take, John.
Wow, that was great.
All right, Patrick, what is your number two?
Oh, you son of a bitch. We've made it last show without you doing that one.
That's the only time it's ever happened.
Jake, what's your number two?
Almond Joys.
Ooh!
Loves me some Almond Joys.
Sorry, that's on my dislike list. Look,
you got the nice, you got that nice layer of coconut inside with the almond and the chocolate.
Mm. Disgusting.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you don't. If you don't, you get the mounds. But Almond Joy is a good one. Almond Joy, thumbs up for you. We don't need your barfy noises.
I know. You don't like coconut, do you?
I hate coconut.
That's
she likes
why.
Coconut. I hate coconut. That's like the snowballs that you buy at 7-Eleven.
Right.
My mother
pink,
loves those.
Orange,
just,
yeah.
That's why we don't get along, because she doesn't like coconuts. Hey, that was a Mexican joke.
She likes coconuts. I don't like coconuts.
Phil's the only one.
Too bad this isn't television. Because we had a spit take and we almost
we had a spit take and had someone follow us.
John, what do you got? What's your number two? Sometimes I got to keep the show going.
Abba's Abba's.
Hey, there you go.
Another one that's tough to eat.
We sell those.
Too cold, they shatter.
It's like now and laters.
Yeah, and they're taffy, so they stretch like crazy.
You got to warm them up a little bit.
The nice thing about Abba's Abba's, you only need one because you're going to be eating it for the next 3 days.
Exactly. Yep. You're never really finished. You're like, is this gum or is this candy?
You got to keep it in your pocket so it gets warm.
Exactly.
And it's got that crazy wrapper. It looks like a taxi. Yellow and black checkers.
That's it.
Yeah, I like them.
That's a good one. Yeah. Shout out to my Aunt Virginia. That is her favorite candy.
Abba's Abba's.
Abba's. And my father-in-law is always on a quest to find Abba's Abba's.
And you don't really see those around. You've got them at Michael's because you don't really see those like at the supermarket.
Do you guys carry actual like craft supplies at Michael's?
No, it's all goddamn
no, just candy.
You're great if you walked in, you're like, oh, see, I need some glue and some feathers. No, it's just candy here.
Yeah. Can I get a needle and thread? No, but you can have this.
You can have some Abba's Abba's.
Yeah, you can have some. All right. Phil, what is your number two, sir?
I'm going to go with Nerds.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, existential question, Phil. Do you one side? Do you segregate them, or do you open both sides, pour them into your hand, and just into the maws of death?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do take the approach of just eat them all at the same time.
That's the best way.
I never understood that. Why do they bother to put a partition in the box?
They're supposed to be different flavors.
I see.
Because when you grew up in the 80s, like we did, you needed distractions. We were the video game generation. Give me some gimmick. I don't want to eat this Abba's Abba. It's boring. I've been eating this thing four days.
It also worked out for sharing, by the way.
That's true.
Yeah.
See, John?
Yeah.
That's why that wasn't the first thing that popped into your head.
Yes, that's right.
You selfish bastard.
Because I don't share. I don't share. I bite half of the Abba Zabba and I offer the other half to somebody else, but it's still attached to my teeth. I'm all,
you
were? Lady in the Trumpet?
Yeah.
That's how I used to do it in high school, right? You want to share my Abba Zabba and then half goes in the mouth.
We're gonna,
so that's how you met Nicole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to Lady in the Trumpet.
Hey, get on the other end of this thing. All right.
Hey.
Damn.
Nerds are good, though. I do like Nerds. I used to love – I like the – I do like a – like a, and you'll see what my number two is, and people are going to hate me for this. My number two, Sweet Tarts.
No, that's a great
which ones?
When you would get the Sweet Tarts.
Don't say the chewy Sweet Tarts.
No, not the chewy.
Those are disgusting. Okay.
Those are just wrong and an affront to nature.
By the way, you know where you can, you know where you get if you like this chewy Sweet Tarts? Let's all say it on the count of three. One, two, three.
The Door.
The Door. That's right. That's what you're going to be like, chewy Sweet Tarts.
That's what Mentos are, right? It's like a chewy Sweet
Tart. That's a chewy mint. That's a chewy lifesaver.
Don't they have like fruit flavored Mentos?
Oh, man, I gave away my number one candy.
Mentos?
No, Winto Green Lifesavers. I'm kidding.
Oh.
Mario likes it when they spark in his mouth.
Wintergreen.
I know there's some flavors they've got rid of.
Yeah.
You know, flavors from like 1929, you know, like butterscotch.
Like, whorehound.
Whorehound.
We sell whorehound candy too.
Oh my God.
Everything, John.
Whorehound, licorice lightsaber.
All right, number one for everybody except Patrick.
Which is his number three.
My number three. Gobstoppers.
Everlasting Gobstoppers?
Everlasting Gobstoppers.
What do those taste like?
Gobstoppers.
They're like mini Jawbreakers.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Jawbreakers are better than...
Yeah, Jawbreakers are better.
That's especially a horrible... Oh, that's your number three.
Especially the giant ones you can't fit in your mouth.
Yeah, at Disneyland. They get the size of a basketball, and you're like, I don't get it. I'm supposed to what?
How do I eat this?
Phil, I admire your restraint. Like, I know you wanted to throw a joke in there.
I was going
to
say, we're all going to let that shit slide.
Jawbreakers. We're waiting for Justine to say something.
I threw the bait out hoping someone was going to take it.
Yeah, yeah.
John, her silence says a lot more than anything else.
It's only funny when she says it.
All right. Justine, what is your number? This is your number one now.
Well, both of you guys have said my number one, so I'm going to change it again. I'll just go with one I haven't said yet, then Payday.
What, you like the weirdest?
Yeah.
A Payday?
Well, I thought we were going with paydays. Halloween candy, so things you would actually get from people.
Yeah.
Because then otherwise I would say like Snickers and Skittles, but then...
I was poor. We didn't have candy.
But
so
I'm going
like,
off like candy I normally really. Don't see.
Because I know like some of these candies did not come in the Halloween size. And most neighborhoods, if it didn't fit in like one of those little portion sizes, you never got like a full-on candy bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're like in Beverly Hills or something.
No, see, there was candy bar? Urban legend, John, in this local area, what city was supposed to give away full – everybody has this urban legend.
Friendly Hills?
Hey, if you go to this area, they give you full-size candy
bar. Friendly Hills or something?
For us, it was always Downey, near where the Carpenters lived.
How'd that work out for you?
And never. But they did decorate well at Christmas.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
But you do find neighborhoods where you go, okay, see the big two-story house at the end of the street? Full-size candy bars. And there's like a line around the block, you know? That's it. It's like, you've been here already. Hit the bricks.
Yeah. Love it. Patrick, what's your number one?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Jake, what's your number one? Phil just laughs.
God.
You know, his laugh is kind of close, too.
I like it, too.
John Classy. Sandy.
I want the John Pretty Sandy. Good. I want the John and Phil show.
All laughter. All the time.
Yeah. Just 20
and
minutes
only,
of laughter.
Only dad jokes.
Although now that they were telling me about the length of the podcast, and I've been listening to the podcast kind of sped up, I didn't know you could do that. Yeah, the laughs sound a lot funnier sped up.
Ooh. Wow. You got to try it.
You like that? We got to do that. We're going to do that.
It sound better set up?
Yeah.
Sped up.
Sped up, yeah. Oh, you can do that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I actually listened to... I made a joke, and you're the only one that laughs, where I said I slow down the High Expectation podcast to slow speed, and then I complain that it's too long.
Yeah, I thought that was really funny. I did not get it to do. That was a good joke.
But sometimes when the girls and when they get excited and they talk very quickly, because of the accent, I do have to slow it down. Because sometimes the accent...
Oh, yeah.
I
so you can do that when you're listening. You can slow it down.
On certain podcast apps, you can speed up and slow down.
Interesting.
So you can listen to, like... Sometimes if people talk it, if you speak at a normal rate, 1.2 speed I found is really, really good.
And what does that do? Just finish it faster?
Yeah, because we listen... you have to listen to a lot of podcasts like we do.
A lot of podcasts.
Because I constantly have to listen to these guys and see what they're doing and then steal it.
Oh, I see.
And then...
Reuse it.
Right, we can't let them get the drop on us, guys.
Like, actually, Besotted, he actually listened to his at like two times and 2x and worked out fine.
Did it really? That's great.
Yeah. They didn't realize how slow they talked.
Well, they're in love. They're just staring deeply into each other's eyes the whole time.
Justine and I don't do that.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Justine, you can't see it from where you're sitting, Phil. Justine and Patrick, I have to seat them back to back. Like, they're back to back. So. Think of Indy and his dad in the chair.
That's where my mind went first.
Junior. Yeah, exactly. Of course.
Don't call me Junior. Right.
Jake, what is your number one all time?
Why are you making that face?
Sour Skittles.
Sour Skittles?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sour Skittles.
Yes, it is.
Sour
Skittles. Love Sour Skittles.
The best part of Sour Skittles is the powder at the end.
Great,
because it's just like all the sour powder, and you just throw it all back.
That's Sour Patch Kids, though.
Yeah, it's pretty much what it is.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
that's what they invented Sour Patch Kids. What if we just dump this on these gummy worms?
And the last, by the time you're done with a bag of Sour Patch Kids, it looks like the last 10 minutes of Scarface.
Yep.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Oh, excuse me.
It's just a big pile of... all right, John, your number one.
Where there's a rich
Snickers.
Oh! Yeah.
That's still my favorite candy.
Dang, going for a classy one.
Yeah. That's all-time favorite?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the perfect candy bar.
Yeah, it has everything.
Yeah, it does. It has caramel, peanuts, nuts. Chocolate.
Nougat.
And nougat.
Nougat.
Phil.
Wait. We need to look up what nougat is. Do you know what it is?
What is
it's
it?
Honey.
It's lard.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Really?
That's
so
what
there's
it is.
Like animal renderings in a Snickers. Wow. Really?
Mm. Oh, that sounds delicious.
So if you're a vegetarian, you can't eat Snickers.
Is that true?
Or if you're a vegan,
I'm pretty sure,
vegan,
yeah.
You can't eat Snickers. Yeah, yeah.
No, vegetarian either.
It's not.
That's true. Yeah.
Phil, it's not number one with a bullet. What is it, buddy?
All right. So mine that I only get at Halloween be those Smarties. Little pack. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
it.
I see those at Halloween. And,
yeah. I like Smarties too.
Notice all of mine have also are multiple candies in the same. So it's always like if your mom says you can only pick one. I go for the one that's got multiple in it. Just one.
Yeah. Gaming the system, baby.
Yeah.
Smarties are good too. Smarties and Sweet Tarts kind of interchangeable for me. They could be either could be my number two, but my number one, the greatest candy bar of all time.
Yep.
Not really a bar, but every other candy pales in comparison.
Which is
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Okay.
Dang, I was wondering if that was going to make that on
Reese's
the list.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Don't you love getting the Reese's bunnies that you get at like Easter?
Wow.
Just massive.
Here's a great thing, Russell Stover. While it doesn't taste great, it doesn't taste as good. They make a sugar-free, diabetic-friendly peanut butter cup.
Nice.
So I still can get my fix.
Oh, that's cool.
All right.
That's cool.
Now let's talk about the dreaded
worst game.
One step above a rock in Charlie Brown Christmas. What do you got, Patrick?
Okay, number three.
Side note.
We're just doing one.
Did you see the look on her face? It was like number three.
Patrick needs to make a correction.
I was mistaken about nougat. It was something else.
Honey, egg whites, and nuts.
So I was mistaken.
Okay. Yeah, that's why we called Justine the creamy nougat last week. We said that when we combine the home video hustle, which is chocolate, and we combine superiority complex, which, you know, because of the host, caramel, then you get the creamy nougat. We bring Justine. And the rest of you...
Caramel, really?
Yeah. You don't think I'm caramel?
We're the egg whites.
No.
Why do you have to tear us down, man?
Somebody's got to do it.
Anytime we make any kind of progress, anytime at all.
Somebody's got to do it.
Ricardo Montalban gets to be in comedy, we can blow him up. We're not going to make it anymore. Sorry.
That wasn't my
Is that Spy Kids?
Shit.
He was in Spice.
No, he was.
Look
he was
who's the caboose now?
Yeah.
He was a cool granddad.
Yeah, so David changed his ethnicity in the reboot.
That's right. They made him British.
Did they really?
Going back in time didn't change that.
Yeah, that's all they did. They went back. Let's make him white. We'll go back in time.
Oh, you're talking about...
that's funny. The spike in the alternate timeline made Khan a white guy.
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah. That's right.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Nobody else could do that role. That's why. That's why they had to do that. Nobody else was ever going to be as good as Ricardo Montalban. Justine, did we skip you already?
Yeah, we just got distracted.
Okay, what's your number one least favorite candy?
We already talked about it. Necco wafers. They're disgusting. It is a powdery piece of shit.
That's everybody's least favorite.
And you know what? My mother loves them. She buys them and she eats them.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like the purple ones.
They're just chalky. There's no flavor to them. I don't know why you would eat that.
Gross.
That's like prisoner of war candy. You know, here's your candy.
Gross. Disgusting.
Here's your rations for the month. Necco wafers.
Remember those Zebra, those little disc guns?
Yes.
Yeah, you could put one of those and shoot the Necco wafers.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Perfect fit.
It's ammo.
Yeah.
Justine, your least favorite Halloween candy. Why are you giggling?
Because I'm imagining, like...
them flying across the
communion
room.
Communion, and you're just shooting.
Yeah, I know. Open up. Open up. I get the whole front row in, like, 2 seconds. We got
to
hurry
this. No one has to get up.
Got to hurry this along.
Pray to Jesus, you non-believers.
And then the wine is in the super soaker, you know? So, okay, open up. Okay, we're done. All right, finished. Bye.
We got football to watch. Communion. You do that during football season.
That's a cool priest right there.
What do you got, Justine? Your least favorite Halloween candy?
I think I'm going to say, because I'm not sure what it's called, but I think it's called Runts, where they're the little Like,
you don't like runts?
No.
Fruit-looking things?
Oh, yeah, runts. Those are great.
No, you don't like runts?
No, they are not.
They're
I don't like the banana runts. The banana runts are awful.
Yeah, all the runts.
All of them suck.
What a name for a candy. That should have just been like a clue. Let's call it something else.
Yeah.
Sounds awful. Runts.
What, that's runts. That's runts. Name, what rhymes right? with the runts?
Yeah, runts is correct.
Is that one of those Willy Wonka spinoffs? Or?
No.
Oh, that's Oompa Loompas, yeah.
Phil's paying attention. All right.
I am. No, I am. I'm there.
Jake. No, he is. You're the only one.
The only time I'd ever see those runts other times is the little machine at the barbershop.
Yes.
Oh, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're
in the shape of a fruit.
Yeah, I see that. And it's like
at the barbershop.
Yeah, it's a run.
Oh, of course, you get a little handful of them.
What did you say, Phil?
Yeah. I said if the good machine's broken, then you're forced to eat the runs. You're like,
exactly.
Yeah, the boss. The Boston baked beans are down.
That's another weird one. It stains your hands. It stains your mouth. And you're like, was that a peanut? Or was that a, what was that? Was that a pea? What was that? You know,
the Boston baked beans are down. I either buy this rubber ball or I get the runts. Which one is it?
I know. I'll get the Super Bowl and eat that, you know. Super Bowl.
My dog's going to chew the ball.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm buying these runts. And then you give the banana. Go ahead.
Sticky hand. Yeah. The sticky hand thing that would end up getting.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the
slap hand.
Oh, those are the best.
Yeah.
That you hit your sister with and then get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. It would stick to approximately.
Do they sell those at Michael's?
No, we used to.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
I love that. They really did.
The sticky hand, good for like two sticks, and then it's useless.
And then it gets stuck to the ceiling.
Because again, it gets like dust and hair on it, mm-hmm. and you drop it on the floor, and then it's just useless.
Then you're just trying to hit your friends in the eye with it. Yeah. After that, it's just like. Hey, come here. That's all it's for. That's all it's good for. Jake, what is your number one least favorite candy?
Least favorite candy?
Halloween. Halloween time to get it in your bag. Instant sadness.
It's those like, it's those, I don't know if they're like the really, they're like the like the puffy peanut thing.
Oh, circus peanuts.
Oh,
I hate those.
They're orange, right?
I absolutely hate those.
And you don't
things.
Know what that is inside. You go,
I don't want to know.
What is that?
I don't want to know what's cream? Inside those. Yeah. I see them. I tried it once. No.
It's like, the guy ordered orthopedic shoes from Amazon and then just spray painted the package of peanuts orange.
Yeah.
You ready for this one?
It's really awful.
We sell this one at Michael's.
I bet.
Of course you do.
Is that what they're called? Circus peanuts?
They
circus peanuts.
Sell.
They sell like crazy.
They sell pretty fast.
Do you sell anything good at Michael's?
No. No. Glitter. A lot of glitter.
Lots of glitter.
Yeah. John, what is your least favorite?
You like yarn?
You know, it's funny because I've always had three. Necco wafers is always on my list of least favorite. Circus peanuts. Mm-hmm. The other one is Swedish fish.
Yep.
Oh, I like Swedish fish.
I do like Swedish fish.
Swedish, I'm on the same page, John. No, those are disgusting.
And you and me both,
and then
brother.
The other one I would say this ties with Swedish fish is dots because it's like eating pencil
That's
erasers.
That's literally just – it's just sugar.
You know what they are? They're like weapons. If you're in the movies, dots are like perfect for just flinging at somebody.
You mean dots or juju beads?
Dots are...
Oh my god, I forgot about jujubes!
Jujubes are on my list as worst candy as
dots
well.
Dots are bigger than jujubes, and they've got like a vulcanized surface.
Yeah.
They're like, it's really not food, you know? It's like, it's got
dots,
a strange
If you
surface.
Had a Tonka truck that like you somehow they ripped the tire off, you slap a dot on there, and it'll your Tonka truck's
It's like
good
a tire
go.
Patch. Yeah, it's like a tire patch. Yeah.
It's good to go.
Awful. Yeah, so there you go.
Good to go.
I did like jujubes, though.
Ugh, God. When
Am I the only
you
one?
You start chewing on those, and your jaw and your teeth start pulling
good.
Out.
They're good for one chew, and then it's lodged in your molar. Yep. And you're like, whoa.
You spend the next 10 minutes like trying to get it out.
Yeah,
that's how you get stuff out of your gums. Then you rinse your mouth out with soda, and then it's just
that's
like
how you get your fillings pulled out.
Yeah,
like Dennis will give you a box on the way out. Here you go.
My number one.
Wait, what about?
Oh no, Phil. I'm sorry. We almost skipped
yeah,
Phil.
Yeah, Phil. Come on,
Felipe.
Oh, this is number one.
So,
too.
Yeah, my least favorite is candy corn.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
I'm sorry. I don't. It's forced upon us once a year.
Yep.
And then they try to repackage it, making it like look like pumpkin.
Yeah, that's right.
Same thing.
It tastes a little bit like
just read.
What they do is all the birthday candles they don't sell during the year, they melt down into candy corn.
Well, they also bring it up during Christmas and make them trees.
Yeah. The best way I can describe candy corn is like stale frosting.
Yeah, and it tastes like acid reflux. Like you're like, you're like
shit.
You're like, ugh.
Okay.
You're like, God. You're like, oh yeah, it's like candy corn.
Like candy corn.
It's reverse acid reflux.
Yeah, you're like,
Oh, that's tastes like burp. That's like
burp. Something that was gone the way down. Yeah,
that's awesome. That's great. I'm gonna my least favorite candy of all, Christmas or otherwise, Halloween. You get it a lot of Halloween. People think it's a treat. Black licorice.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
black licorice.
Yeah, the worst.
Boo. That's the worst candy of all.
That is the worst.
It's like.
What about Good and Plenty's? They have like they're like the black.
Oh, Good and Plenty's. You take that.
Which one? Is that what does them?
Wait, what just happened over there?
I stole your high five.
High five, Justine, and then she just smacked him.
Oh, you don't like?
Hand up. He high fived me, and I smacked him because it wasn't for him.
We need to put this on.
So are we unanimous? Is this nobody likes black licorice?
No, black licorice is disgusting.
Yeah, me neither.
I've never met a kid that liked black licorice. Like dads like black licorice.
You know who likes black licorice? My wife likes licorice. Like red or black.
White people. I like red licorice, but black licorice? No.
Yeah, I don't know why they call that licorice like red vines and all that.
Red vines is good.
But I mean, why do they call it licorice?
I don't know.
The filled Twizzlers are good.
No, it's just
licorice is from a time when the only thing you could eat were like prairie dogs. And so anything that didn't taste like a prairie dog, it's like, wow, this is delicious.
It's definitely an old
but
time
that's why
flavor.
I can't drink absinthe is because it tastes just like black licorice. And it's disgusting.
I was gonna say there's all the like sambuca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sambuca.
You know, those are fine in that form.
No.
It doesn't seem to bother me as
much.
But
in a candy.
But when
you're right. That's the worst.
The Greeks and then aguardiente is the same thing.
That's true. That's it. It all has. It's supposed to be medicinal, I guess.
So, no.
It's the anisette, right? Anisette.
Yeah. It's an aperitif. Yeah. Or no, a digestif.
And what is in black licorice that makes it taste like that? Is it the same thing?
Anisette.
Hate.
Sadness.
Hate and sadness.
Revenge.
licorice, basically, if you were able to boil down Trump's essence into a candy,
it'd be black licorice.
It's black licorice. Like this.
Oh, totally, yeah.
I don't wish black licorice on my worst enemy.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Our comparison stands. Bye, Emma.
Hi, Emma just came in to say hi. All right, well, that's our little candy roundup, guys. I gave you my least? Yeah, okay. Let's take a quick break. Phil, you can stay on the line, and we'll figure out what we're going to do with you. Can you stay on? Are you okay? Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, let's – did you happen to see Blade Runner?
Yet? I did not.
No. You did not. Okay. John
did
just gave
you watch the Star Wars trailer?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
John hasn't seen it, so we can't discuss it a little.
You can watch it on the break.
On the break.
He's gonna watch it in the break. Okay. So I'll talk to Phil while we're on the break.
Cool.
So let's take a quick break, and
I'll
we will be right back after these
I'll
messages.
I'll show John the Star Wars trailer.
And we're at 1:07, so apologies to High Expectations.
Is there somebody coming in?
No. We're good. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Phil.
Oh!
Did someone just sign off of AOL?
I'm Paul.
I really don't have a lot on this.
Oh my god, this is rolling off the rails real quick.
And I'm Dennis.
I am so mixed up today, just don't even listen to me anymore.
And together we are...
Voltron!
Well, no, not Voltron. We are Useless Debates in Pop Culture, a weekly...
Or we at least try to be.
...podcast that allows you to pick the winner.
Ding, ding. Ding.
By no means a lamp.
The internet strikes again.
Yeah, for sure.
We will debate anything.
So if you want to hear debates on such useless topics as best Val Kilmer role...
Tombstone,
or best movie soundtrack...
American Graffiti, or the most successful former boy band member...
JT.
Then tune into our show.
Your podcast is so well named.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts /iTunes,
Podbean, and Google Play.
And our website, uselessdebate.com. All right, there we go. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from movies. And tonight, like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing, listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's everything I learned from movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Welcome back to the Superiority Complex, where we get it.
We do.
We get it, guys. We get it.
You wouldn't believe what just happened last
episode.
Last episode, well, Renee's sitting in because Justine went to go get pizza.
Mm-hmm. Hello, professional.
And it's Phil's during the show. But she's doing it during the break. Wink, wink. So, John, you missed out on our creature feature.
Monsters.
We discussed our favorite monsters.
Monsters.
We basically did a top three. Phil, we asked you at the start if you wanted to do it, just throw a quick list together. So let's compare. Let's have a useless, not really a useless debate.
Measure it, compare but them
out. Yeah, let's whip out those lists and measure them.
Just put them on the table.
Yep. There we go.
Pardon me while I whip this. As the new sheriff.
So, John, you are first. No, let's have Phil go first.
Yeah, there you
Phil?
Go. There you
yes,
go.
First.
We'll do three. Now, okay. In case you're unfamiliar with the concept of a top three or whatever, we're going to do the third one
He's
first.
He's never going to let you forget that. You'll be on your deathbed and you'll go, I know you don't know what three means as opposed to four, but...
candy apple, I think it was candy apple pops.
Yeah, yeah. That's your third favorite, your third least favorite monster? All right. So your third...
Third. So again, remember I told you guys didn't like a lot of scary movies growing up, didn't watch a lot of them. So third one, I'm going to go with The Snake from Anaconda.
Dang, that's a good one.
You know what? Anaconda, for being a Jaws ripoff, that's a great movie. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, one, because it ate John Voight in that movie. And got off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it actually, it spit him out at someone before it ate another person. So that's pretty scary to me, if you're getting a corpse spit at you.
And respect it.
And it's even scarier if the corpse winks, gives you a little winky wink.
Yes.
I love
that. Hey, baby bird.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You don't even know. My friend Bobo, we call him Bobo, my buddy Robert, he does the John Voight, and that's what he always says, little baby bird. He's
doing that shit for a year, man. Are you kidding me?
I have to dig up. I will dig out that episode, and we will. There's an episode where he just does that the whole episode. I think you were here, John, where he was just doing the John Voight.
Because you two love that movie, right?
Yeah, he would just do it. I just love him doing that. What's in the box? Treasures.
They ran that. They did a Fathom event, right?
Yeah. We went to see Rift Tracks. Yeah, we went to see the Rift Tracks version. Yeah. Snakes don't kill people. Oh, they don't? Yeah, just that. John Voight's super awful in that. It's like John Voight watched Wrath of Khan and then, how can I do this but badly?
I never saw Anaconda, so what is he supposed to be?
He's supposed to be like, you never know, he's supposed to be like a South American.
He's supposed to be a Uruguayan or something.
Yeah.
It's an accident.
Like he just showed up and they told him that day, oh, by the way, you're Uruguayan.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, got it, nailed it, yep, let's go.
Yeah,
that's I don't so think great. They even told him what he was. Okay. It's just do an accent.
He's from a country. He's from a country that nobody knows. So he's from Belize or something.
Yeah,
it's do an accent.
He's like, who's gonna know?
Yeah.
Transylvania. Yeah. Who's gonna know?
Yeah, exactly. John, what do you got for your number three, sir?
These will be very old school. I'm guessing people were picking Jigsaw and Pinhead.
No,
I'm just guessing. No, okay, because I'm going very old school. Mm-hmm. So it'd be the Wolfman.
The Wolfman.
Mm-hmm. Larry Talbot, the original Wolfman.
Lon Chaney Jr.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's a good one.
There's nothing wrong with that. He doesn't spit anybody out when he devours them.
It's not some big-ass snake.
But yeah.
Yeah, and you got the same actor playing him through all five movies, it's...
All five?
Yeah.
Dang.
Because he keeps turning up. And
then Wolfman.
Frankenstein meets the Wolfman.
Then
he turns up in House of Frankenstein.
Hey, it's the Wolfman.
Then he turns up in House of Dracula. And then he turns up in Abbott and Costello Meet.
Hey, it's me.
I was a teenage Wolfman.
That's right.
Wolfman. Pizza's here.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the best. You are the best.
Hey, good for you, Phil. See, Phil's on his game.
Phil slipped one in there.
Phil, hey, another one.
That was super
all right.
Quick.
Hey, there you go. Phil, number well, these mongrels. All these mongrels are eating.
Mongols.
Yeah, I was going to say Mongols. The Mongol horde. Number two. For you, Phil.
All right, I'm going with the Garthok from Coneheads.
Ooh.
What is that?
That's the giant monster that I forget, what's that guy's name, the Conehead?
Balthazar?
Balthazar kills playing golf. Yeah. It's like playing that giant, like, weird...
It's a total ripoff of the monster from Jedi?
Yeah, it's a Rancor ripoff.
Oh, that's right! Yeah, it Rancor, does look like the Rancor. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Rancor. Yeah, it's the Rancor.
Beautiful. Nice. Love it.
And you know what? That is a funny movie.
And he lures him. He lures him into, like, he doesn't know what's going on by singing. What's he singing? God's suit.
You know. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That is.
You're welcome if that's in your head the rest of the day.
No, that is. I got to run away. Soft cell, John.
Yeah, that's right.
Our old brains. We're like ticker tape. There's a guy in a machine with like a. There's a guy in our brain with an old accounting machine where he's like.
Looking at the. Tabulating. Oh, it's Soft Cell.
Yeah, Soft Cell. All right.
Tainted Love.
Tainted Love. By the way, what song by Soft Cell scares me? Like, literally makes you feel uncomfortable.
Oh, it's that Sex Dwarf?
Yes. That's what it looks like. It does look like a Rancor. It's like a Tusky Rancor.
Oh,
yeah. It's probably one of those guys, too.
All right, John, what is your number deuce? What is your deuce?
The Invisible Man. Claude Rains as the Invisible Man. That is a monster.
And we've talked about it before.
He behaves monstrously and does terrible things.
Not Kevin Spacey as the Invisible Man?
No, that's Kevin Bacon.
Bacon, thank you. I get my Kevins mixed up.
And he says, "Even the moon's
afraid of me." Even the moon's afraid of me.
Yes.
Now that's a great one. Yeah.
Number one.
Not the Chevy Chase memoirs of Invisible Man.
No, there's been so many crappy Invisible Man movies, and the best one is Claude Rains in the original 1933 Invisible Man.
Dang.
That's a performance and a half. You know, that's somebody playing. That's somebody playing. It's in the voice. It's all in the voice. And that's the trick. They pick the guy with the best voice. Everyone's all, who the hell's Claude Rains? Well, by the end of that movie, you know he's going to be great, you know.
And then he turns up in Casablanca.
He turns up in everything. He becomes a Warner Brothers contract player. He is in Casablanca. He
turns up in Lawrence of Arabia, our favorite movie, right?
That's like his last movie, yeah. He's got a career, I'll tell you.
Our favorite movie.
And he taught Shakespeare. He's one of those guys where, like, Gielgud and all those guys are like, oh, yeah, he taught Shakespeare to all us. You know, he was like, so he had a couple of years on all those greats, you know, like Olivier and all that. But he was a hell of an actor. And, yeah, so what a challenge. The first movie, you don't even see him till the last 60 seconds, you know. It's all voice and gesture. You know, he's all wrapped up in gauze. And
that's pretty awesome.
So, yeah, it's a hell of a movie. That's one of my all-time favorite movies.
And it's very short.
It's like 69 minutes. And not, there's not one wasted moment in that 69 minutes.
Hey, there you go. Dude. There it is. That's how you do it, home video hustle.
And that's why the moon's afraid of it.
Yeah.
So go rent it. The Invisible Man with Claude Rains.
All right. What is your number one all-time favorite creature, Phil?
So number one, I think it was mentioned in your the podcast last one, but the Xenomorph.
Yeah.
From Alien.
Which is basically terrifying in every possible iteration of its life cycle. From the face hugger, which is ridiculous, to then the chest, right, burster or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
You know, when it's fully, yeah. So every iteration of that thing is just really, really disturbing.
It has no weakness.
Yes, it does.
No,
it has
then, yeah, you're right.
It has a weakness for Sigourney Weaver.
Well, yeah, besides Sigourney Weaver.
No, that's true. It bleeds.
With the bleed acid.
It bleeds acid. It's got two sets of mouths.
I finally finished Alien Covenant, by the way, John.
What'd you think?
I think we discussed it. I don't like the mythos. I don't like trying to make it.
Yeah.
But I thought that was better than Prometheus. I liked it better than Prometheus.
Some great stuff.
And it was scary. It was scary again. It was horrifying, which is what you want an alien movie to be.
Because that is the most unkillable of all monsters. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's one monster you cannot kill.
And they're relentless. And they're cold.
And then it always changes with whatever it takes over, right? Because there was the one where it was in the dog, and then they made that xenomorph like more dog-like, as smaller and whatever, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, so. From Covenant. You see all the different iterations of it, yeah.
I don't like it. What is your number one, John?
That would be Boris Karloff as the Frankenstein monster.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, can't beat him.
Oh, that's sure. Cool. Make us cry.
That's the thing. It'll make you cry. It's a hell of a monster, but it'll also make you cry.
That is.
For him.
I can't be wrong. You're not. None of these are wrong.
Yeah.
None of these are wrong.
My all-time favorite. Great performance.
I'm really sad you didn't get to be here last week, because I know I picked the Xenomorph as well. We picked The Thing from The Thing.
Ah, that's a good one.
There was some other, somebody picked The Blob, I think.
That's a good
Brent from the Home Videos.
That's a good pick. The Blob. Yeah.
It's hard because I didn't want to pick monsters like Godzilla, which would be my all-time favorite.
Yeah, you could say King Kong. You could say
Kong would be up there.
You know, that's almost like a separate category. Monsters are the size of a building, you know.
Renee, all-time favorite movie monster.
Oh, all-time favorite movie monster.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
10 seconds.
Okay.
5 seconds. I'm trying to give John a chance to eat that pizza.
I think I would have to say The Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Yeah,
it's good. Terrifying.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's terrifying, man.
What I liked about that movie in general was like the mystery of like who is the thing, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't know which don't one know. Of them it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Phil, did you have a debate or anything you wanted to come up with, or we're gonna jump to the Star Wars trailer? Did you want to throw in?
No.
Okay. I didn't know if you wanted to throw a debate at us, because we will yell at each other. I think you've seen a little of that here.
I've noticed that. I caught on to that one real quick.
It's fake. I kid because I love. But as soon as you're off the phone, you sons of you.
I'll ask the same question that I asked the Homebrew Hustle when he was asking those questions. If you had to do a talent show, what would you do?
Oh, what would your talent be? Oh, I know what Patrick's would be.
What would it be?
What would your talent be? You would be an art. You would draw. You draw something. Have you had to do a talent show?
I thought he was going to go completely different.
Okay, I thought you were going to go completely different. No, and seriously. I actually went completely different. That was not my thing.
Yeah, what would you do in
I can talk like Donald Duck.
Okay, do it.
That wasn't a sentence.
What?
Silver and Succotash. It wasn't even Donald Duck.
That's not Daffy Duck.
No, it's Daffy Duck, but he just did it on purpose.
There's no mixing metaphors.
No.
But that was a perfect.
Have fun with
that. That was a perfect Donald Duck.
I want you to read a Donald Trump tweet as Donald Duck.
Okay.
I have mine.
Okay, what is your.
I'll throw darts at Patrick.
When he's doing
or
Donald
knives.
Duck.
Knives.
I love that. Went from darts to knives. No, I don't mean darts.
Have
I mean
knives. Have you ever thrown knives before?
Nope.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it
so
is.
So basically,
just throwing shit at
your talent is murder. That's what you're
murder.
She has a talent for murder.
Pretty much is what she just said. That's right out of her.
Yeah, exactly.
She is Russian spy sent to kill Patrick. Yeah.
She kills with Tootsie Pop.
I kill you with Tootsie.
They don't advertise for killers. That's me. Ex-cop. Ex-Blade Runner.
Oh, Jesus.
The replicants had a talent. For murder.
I love that. I guess she didn't want to die. You know? It's like,
good old Harrison Ford.
Thank God for the director's cut.
I like all these people that have like said, oh, you know, he did it on purpose to tank the movie, and they asked him, he's like, no, I just did a terrible job. He pretty much
And he didn't want to do it. So maybe subconsciously, the two of them hated the idea of it. Ridley Scott and Harrison Ford.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
I just read that. I always wondered why they did it, and they said that was definitely pressure from the studios. It's not testing well. You've got to give them some idea what's going on. So the two of them were like, well, if we got to, we got to. But I do love that theory that he did it rotten on purpose.
So they wouldn't use it? Well, it works because nobody saw it. Good job, Harrison Ford. Renee, what would your talent be?
I actually don't know. I don't think I have any.
You'd be lovable.
I just go up to the stage and sing.
No, you could sing.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah,
I was like, who's eating?
We could do a duet.
Oh, we
who
could.
Am I hearing?
Me and Jake. Yeah.
Oh,
God bless
you
it.
In my life.
I just keep doing that once in a while.
Who's eating?
Who's eating?
Mm-hmm. Who's got the seeds?
You would be a Batman. You're Batman trivia.
Batman trivia.
Yeah.
If your talent.
What's Alfred's last?
Ask me any Batman question.
What's Alfred's last name?
Pennyworth.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you.
Oh, sorry.
Is this your talent?
Jake, what's your talent?
It is now, bitch.
Duet.
Oh, yeah, I'll do a duet
with Renee.
Jake.
Okay, go.
What? No, I'm not going to sing.
Yeah, go. What do you want to sing?
Phil. We need to sing. Charles in Charge. Go.
Phil, you picked the song.
Charles in Charge of our lives.
I don't know the words.
Okay, Renee's right.
Charles in Charge.
I want Charles in charge of me.
I don't remember the words.
Renee is fantastic.
I never realized those lyrics were so sexual.
The other half of that.
I know. Charles is in charge of me.
How many Robins were there?
Of all time?
Yes, all time.
Man, you got Dick Grayson, So that's one. Jason Todd, Tim Drake, Damian Wayne, Carrie Kelly, Stephanie Brown. So at least you're looking at six Robins as of right now. Yeah.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
He's the man.
Is there something wrong with the gravity in the future?
Marty!
Jake, what's your talent, baby? Oh, duet, singing.
Singing, yeah. Sing, yeah.
John, what's your talent?
7 years prior.
I don't know.
Movie quotes, man.
All right, movie quotes.
The laugh.
I'll take that.
That would be your talent.
All right.
Or just the laugh. Okay. You know what your talent is?
What's that?
Turning frowns upside down.
Oh, my God.
Just laugh on stage for 5 minutes. Yeah. Thank you.
Listen, Phil is...
Thank you very much.
I think that just made me diabetic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Phil, you just had a baby, right? How old is your baby?
I did, yeah.
Well, you didn't. Your wife did all the heavy lifting on that, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, she did most of the work.
How old is your baby?
He's 7 months.
Congratulations on your baby, first of all.
Thank you very much.
And I hate to sound like everybody else you meet in the street. There you go.
Thank you.
They're applauding the fact that you've had sex one time.
He has proof. He has proof that he had sex.
Yeah, you had proof. Yeah. You did it, dude.
No one can deny it anymore.
You did it. Yep, that's it. He's so good at it, they gave him a trophy to take home.
A lifelong trophy.
There you go.
But let me tell you, I'm going to sound like everybody else you meet on the street, but I'm serious. Don't blink, because you're going to, before you know it, that kid's going to be in junior high. But I was going to say, you know, sometimes you're tired and you're, you know, the kid's keeping you awake. The kid, you don't know what the kid wants. It's crying. The baby's crying. And it's as hungry as the baby's tired, whatever.
Shake it. Okay.
But, hey, that's a good idea.
But then you pop in the soup complex and you hear that John Sandy laugh, right? All those troubles melt away, right?
If only.
And then violently shake it.
Then you put the headphones on the baby. The baby hears the laughter.
And screams.
What if the baby? If you did that to the baby, and the baby had John Sandy's laugh?
Yes.
That's a nightmare.
Now you have to do it just in case that happens.
It'd be,
oh my god!
It'd be awesome. Like,
really do.
When you get your baby monitor, when they're like, maybe when they're like a few months old, they start to play in the cribs, and you can hear them laughing. All of a sudden, you're just in the middle of the night, you just hear. That'd be great.
That is creepy as hell. A baby.
John?
A baby.
Is that you, John?
Hey, John Sandy's at my house.
She's channeling the podcast.
That's great.
I would just want to see that video of the baby hearing John laugh, and the baby laughs like that. And then John laughs at the baby, and the baby's laughing at John, and it just keeps going.
And it's a feedback
over,
loop.
And over, and over.
That would kill me.
And then the internet then shuts down.
They call the police, and they go, they've been doing this for hours. They can't stop them.
Then you put it on the internet, and Trump's like, hey, North Korea, we're friends after all. And then that's it.
Yeah.
And it's like, thank you, superiority complex.
We just sent you a present.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, why don't we just send John Sandy's laugh over there?
Save the world with his laugh.
John, you have a laugh that can save the world.
Stop nuclear war.
Do you think it's going to be something like Bill and Ted? Like in the future, you guys, somehow your podcast is what will be just like Wild Stallion.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
That's back great. In time and tells you guys.
That's such a great reference.
A kid can dream.
What was it? Abraham Lincoln, Joan of Arc, and Socratic Method.
I'm going to answer that with a short no, because nobody listens. Ugh. All right.
Wow.
My talent would be just berating people and yelling at people. That would probably be my...
He's really good at it.
He's really good at
not
it.
Apparently not, because there's still cross-talk and eating on the podcast.
I love that. Yeah, you should change the name of the podcast to Cross-Talking and Eating.
Yeah.
And yes. Now, Cross-Talk and Eating with Mario.
we might be onto a new a medical diagnosis with battered podcaster syndrome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's either that or we change the name of the podcast to Cross-Talking Sons of Bitches. How's that?
And Eating Bastards.
That sounds great.
I'm not a son.
Yeah, well, you know.
But you're a bitch!
But you know what you don't do, Justine?
Oh. Did you hear that?
Glazed right over.
Justine, you do not? You do not cross-talk? Mm-hmm. And you're very polite when you eat. You're a polite eater. You're very dainty.
She had her pinky extended.
Mm-hmm. You're a dainty eater like the ladies on the Japanese version of Iron Chef, which everybody enjoys. All right. That went
is that
away.
A show?
You've never seen the Japanese version of Iron Chef?
No, it sounds interesting.
It's like the original version.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Phil, you're talking, but everybody's busy interrupting me, so we couldn't hear you. What?
Oh, no, did not need it.
I'm kidding. John made a face. John, this is never directed at you. I love you.
everyone else he hates.
It hurts, John, doesn't it?
Yes.
It hurts.
I tried to figure out how much sincerity there was in it.
You don't know. You don't know whether or not.
You never know.
39%.
Is this feeling real? Is he joking with me?
This is basically the podcast version of Mommy Dearest.
Am I dead inside now? It's like, my heart hurts.
I love you. You know I love you, don't you?
He says one thing, but he does another, and you're just like, I don't know how to
feel. No cross-talking ever!
And then he bounces a can of Comet off our head. That's when I lost my popcorn. I'm like, oh my God, she's going to kill her.
Comet. That's right. Comet.
They're like making her scrub at 2 a.m. Scrub that floor. And that's throws the Comet on her head.
And that's back when Comet was like an actual can of Comet.
It's like a tin can. Yeah, yeah. It's like bouncing right off the... Yeah. Scary. Hey, that's a monster that made nobody's list. Joan Crawford in Mommy Dearest.
Joan Crawford shoulder pads.
As the kabuki, the shoulder pad wearing kabuki monster. Something happened between 1929 and 1945. Something really horrible happened to that woman.
Only a monster that gave me chills.
Now, we just all saw, before we sign off, we all saw the Last Jedi trailer. John just watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts, Patrick.
Love it. Looks fantastic.
Justine.
Never rooted as hard as I was for Kylo Ren. Freaking love him.
Oh, wow.
Is it the Darth Vader Band-Aid he has on his face?
Oh, that thing looks so cool.
Yeah, what is that?
It's like a synthetic thing that just is basically holding his face together.
Okay.
Because he got slashed up by Rey.
He got the slice.
He's a great villain. And I really want him to just
really
be a villain.
The sentence could have ended there. Yeah, I really want him.
What was that? You wanted him to what?
Go villainize.
You
go
wanted him to
it.
What?
Just do it.
Did
shoot.
You like him in Force Awakens? Or you didn't think it was on the weak side?
John, I had to bring a mop at the end of the movie.
I know what it is, though.
Why, did you spill your Coke?
No, Ladybug.
No, I know what that is, because he's he's the love interest on Girls, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's why you love Kylo Ren, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All the girls love Kylo Ren, because he's...
She wants to feel his presence. That's
oh, Nelly.
Give her a little force push.
A little force push. Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little force choke, too.
Yeah.
This show, you know what it is? This show's usually great. We get along. Phil comes in, everything goes off the rail.
Yeah, that's right. Blame Phil.
Phil made this show dirty.
Well, you know what it is also? It's useless debate. Dirty. They just argue all the time over there. We get along. We sing.
Kumbaya.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Kumbaya.
Renee, what did you think of that trailer?
Definitely very interested and excited to see where the Star Wars is going to go after this.
The Star Wars.
The Star Wars. The War of the Stars.
Boy, that's a fan, because that's probably off the first poster concept, right? Yeah. The Star Wars.
The Star Wars.
Jacques?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I told all my friends happy motherfucking Christmas when I sent them that. Because it looks so good. I'm so excited.
John?
It does. It looks amazing. I love the stuff they're showing of Luke. You've been waiting how many years to see Luke?
Right.
To say something. And so you finally get to see him say something.
And Luke's scared. He's afraid.
I kind of wish he didn't say anything in the trailer.
Here it comes.
What did he say?
I don't know.
Because I had to ask Jake.
He said, this is not going to go the way you think.
Oh, that first line? And
which
then
is what
said,
I have to tell you guys every time I sit down in this podcast room.
What?
Phil, what did you think?
I'm excited for the movie, but I wasn't that excited about the trailer. Not gonna lie.
Thank God you're not the. I'm not the only one. I talked to Renee about it before. Renee kind of feels the same
way. You're underwhelmed.
It didn't get me excited for The Last Jedi the way The Force Awakens trailers
got me excited. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I mean, when you saw the first Force Awakens trailer, it literally sent chills down your body, and you were, an ecstatic teenage girl for the first time.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to play a girl group, even if just for a while.
Yeah. I just love we've been waiting so long to see some Luke Skywalker. It's just fun to see that they've loaded the trailer with a lot of Luke Skywalker stuff.
Here's the thing. Well, go ahead, Justine, because I don't want to get in trouble.
No.
We don't want to cut you off.
All eyes on Justine. Go ahead.
Shh.
Even Phil's doing it.
I mean, I was glad to see Captain Phasma in it.
Yeah.
She's supposed to have more in this.
Well, just because you didn't really see her. She's, so seeing her in the trailer, I'm like, finally, they're going to go back
I heard
her.
That there's going to be a lot more of her in this movie because they barely used her in the last one.
Yeah. And I'm rooting for her.
Which made you think that they were going to use it for the next one.
Well, I mean, why do you get Gwendolyn Christie if you're not going to use her?
Yeah.
And let her take the helmet off.
She's tall.
Yeah. You could have gotten a stuntman to play that part.
She's very tall.
Well, the last time we saw her was she was going to be in the trash compactor, right? In
the, yeah, that was the last thing.
So in the comic books now that we have here, they have Captain Phasma. And they're showing it's the bridge between Force Awakens, at least for her. And they're going to show how she gets out of the trash compactor in this comic book. And the first page is her just walking out of there. We don't get to see how she gets out or anything.
It'd be
like
great
that.
If she was on the microphone going, 3PO! 3PO! Find the level I'm on!
And right next to her, coming out of the trash, Boba Fett.
Yeah,
Boba
Fett. Yeah, basically.
I wasn't
so you
as
weren't
excited.
All that excited.
And here's the thing. Mark Hamill has a huge reputation as a voice actor now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's great as the Joker.
Yeah.
But to be a good voice actor, you also have to be you have to ham it up because your performances are very big. And I feel like there was a certain level of hamminess
in the trailer. You're detecting hamminess in like 10 seconds?
Go back and watch the end of The Force Awakens and look at the blue steel look he gives Rey, and you're seeing hints of it already.
It's Star Wars. I'm not worried that he's hammy.
Yeah. May I interject, sir?
Yes.
Mario,
may I
interject? Yes, Mario.
I was able I had a bad feeling about this. Back in episode one, when I heard Jar Jar Binks for the first time, I had this.
You and I both.
Yeah. So that's.
Isn't that funny?
But again.
You're right. You're right. So I stand corrected. We heard 2 seconds of Jar Jar Binks, and the two of us went, he's like doing Butterfly McQueen.
We were like, Jesus, what happened? I kind of got the same feeling.
We caught that.
Yeah. I kind of got the same. Maybe not as bad. Yeah. But I was just like,
This is the issue, right? Is like, okay, so obviously we all love the original movies and everything like that, but Mark Hamill's acting career went where after that?
Yeah,
that's the thing. Yeah.
You could say the only,
and it's not like he didn't really become a big movie star. No. Like as an actor, I don't think he's that great. So,
yeah. Voice acting kind of saved him.
This movie.
Mm-hmm. It's like they always. I've heard people say, okay, you didn't have much of a career. He's not a great actor per se, but he was always great as that character.
Yeah.
That's a tough character to nail. You're surrounded by
wine.
What's that?
A whiner?
Yeah, because you're surrounded by more interesting characters. Nobody wants to be Luke Skywalker until maybe like the third one when he's finally like a Jedi. He's like a whining farm boy. I want to see the power converters.
I say the same thing about Tobey Maguire.
This has a bad motive.
You shut up about the original Spider-Man.
I hate Toby. All I'm saying, I hate Toby. Thank you.
Yeah, I've never
Thank
gotten
you, Renee.
The hate for those early Spider-Mans. And I don't get it.
Did you high-five him?
Yeah.
What did I just say?
Okay. First one was pretty good.
Wait. Yeah. Hold on a second.
Second one was all right.
Hold on a second.
Third one was a dumpster fire.
I said you shut up about Toby, and you're still talking. What is going on in here?
I don't get the hate for Toby Maguire as Spider-Man.
There's someone backing me up.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
It's become fashionable to
Phil,
trash.
You're the deciding vote.
I just don't like him as an
Spider-Man
actor.
Spider-Man 3 is the reason.
Yeah, Spider-Man 3 ruined it.
Because that wasn't a good movie. That was a terrible
Spider-Man
movie.
Toby wasn't a good actor.
I don't need him, dance walking down the street because he's depressed.
Yeah, the third one was awful. I don't know why people hate the second one. I thought the second one was
pretty solid. Bad. I'm okay with the first two. The first two are fine in my book.
Yeah.
I enjoy them.
Yeah.
The last one, it was just...
Well, it was. It suffered from...
I didn't like in every single one of those movies they had to kill the villain. Like, those villains could have been great coming back. If they're going to do a third one... You could have brought in those, like Green Goblin's a good arc villain.
Yeah,
you could have brought him back in the third one, than James Franco as the new Goblin.
That's true.
It's a good point that like even in the comic book, that villain is an overarching villain. He never kills anybody off. They're always there.
Yeah,
it's like the Joker. You never kill off the Joker.
Yeah, so it kind of weakened the story in a sense because you take his ultimate villain and just
He's gone at the end of the first one.
Yeah. Phil, did you like Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man except for the third?
Okay, first two, yeah, I dug him.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you
that
go.
He has a horrible, crying face. But other than that,
oh god!
I mean, the worst you can say is he's way too old to be playing a high schooler. But beyond that, I thought he was good.
I mean, I think Tom Holland nailed it. But I don't hate Tobey Maguire either. But you know what we're talking about? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Phil.
No, I was just saying that movie, The Homecoming, I think nailed the high school part of it.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Like totally nailed like the high school feel and like the, that which is Peter Parker is supposed to be a high school kid, so
That it nailed that one for me.
Oh.
Justine needs a mop.
She's in love with Tom Holland too.
It was funny. She comes in at the store. I think at the podcast. She goes, "How old is Tom Holland?" Like, she was asking me. She had to clarify.
She needed to know the legality of it.
So what if he was in a movie with Adam Driver?
He's like 20.
Yeah, he's 21.
Yeah, yeah, I was conflicted in the movie theater watching that. I'm like, I'm not supposed to like this guy, but because
you're like more like Aunt May's age, right?
No, Chris Hansen's
going to
come out from behind the
seat. But isn't that funny? Like, look at how you felt about that. And not to get serious, super serious. Earlier in the show, we all talked about Phoebe Cates in a movie called Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah. She's supposed to be 17.
She's supposed to be like in high school.
Yeah, 16, 17. Yeah.
And so we're all talking about, of course, when that movie came out, I was actually in like 8th grade when that movie, not even that. I think it was 6th or 7th grade.
You're saying there's a double standard.
It was there is. I mean, obviously. Yeah. So don't feel bad that you are in love with Tom Holland, because he does have a mustache at the end of Lost City of Z.
I knew you always say that.
Phil, I'm sorry. I cut you off there.
No, I was going to say that actually our next debate is going to be our favorite 80s crush.
80s crush.
So I'm sure we're going to retroactively we're going to look back and be like, it's odd to have a crush on that person at that time. But you have to remember what age you were at that time.
I'm 12 years old, gold-plated, gold bikini Princess Leia. There's my, just throw that out there.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah.
That's almost universal.
That's
isn't
the
it?
Voice of a generation right
everybody,
there.
Everybody, yeah.
No, that's it. There was no looking back at Athena from the original Battlestar Galactica after that. I think she was number one. So, what were you going to say, Justine?
No, nothing.
You too, huh?
No. Say what you were going to say.
I was
going
to respond and say, 31, Tom Holland on Homecoming, sweating something.
That's true, because Tom Holland is actually, 29 or something?
21.
20. 21.
Yeah. He's still young.
He was 18 when he did Civil War.
He wasn't a hottie for me
I
then.
I quote the great Short Round when I say, maybe he likes older women.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Maybe he does.
But isn't he... I thought he was dating Mary Jane, though.
He's dating
in real life?
Oh, no, that's a euphemism for smoking pot.
That'd be interesting. In real life?
They're dating.
Yeah.
Zendaya?
So he likes the same age.
Zendaya sounds like a word that we use in Spanish, doesn't it? Hey, get over here, Zendaya.
And Andrew Garfield was going out with Emma Stone, right?
Yeah. Andrew Garfield was going out with Emma Stone?
She was playing Gwen, yeah. So that's interesting.
And then she died, and the relationship ended.
Yeah, and now she's dating. Is she dating musical Blade Runner?
Musical Blade Runner.
It's like Spider-Man goggles. They all date each other just because of the movie, and then it's over.
Once they take the goggles off, you're like,
Oh, your franchise is over? So is this relationship.
Damn.
Oh, that's a cod piece in the suit. Okay, yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you mean you couldn't keep the tights?
That's a problem we all face.
And the web shooter.
Hey. It's never happened to me before. Anyway, Star Wars, guys.
My cartridge is empty. Yeah.
Star Wars trailer. I'm still going to see it.
I love that. I'm still going to see it.
Of course I'm still going to see it. I'm still going to see Star Wars.
It's Star Wars.
That's interesting, though. I'm going to have to ask.
I was a little underwhelmed.
You thought he was too hammy. Mark Hamill was too hammy. We'll see.
No pun intended. Phil, back me up, Phil.
Is he hammy?
Phil's not backing me up.
Not every guest is going to back you up, okay?
You better if they want
to. I did. Hello, can you hear me?
It's all tap.
No, you know why? Crosstalk. Sorry, Phil. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm backing up. Yeah, no, he was. He was, the whole time I'm like, crap, Mark Hamill is acting.
And, which sucks. I hate to say that. I hate to poop on Mark Hamill because he can do something.
He can do something
I cannot do, which is act right? Yeah. No matter what he does, he's going to be a million times better than I can. He's going to do. But that being said, I also kind of want you. That was the thing about the Force Awakens. Everybody did such a good job in it, and you were used to kind of like.
And you're afraid he's going to ruin it.
I don't think he's going to ruin it.
They can't recast it. Like it's not like they can't like you go to like a movie house.
And you know what I think the problem is. Kinda, oh, go ahead, Phil.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
No, you know,
all this crosstalk, man.
Go ahead, Phil. I cut you off.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm just saying you're stuck with them. They can't recast them, so you can't. That's it.
And I think the problem is now Luke has to be more serious, which is he was never that – maybe for a few moments here and there, he didn't have to be that serious.
Well, we'll see if he can pull it off.
Yeah, I don't think he'll make it past this movie.
You think one of them
– Well, there's a third. And Carrie Fisher's not coming back, obviously.
How do you know?
Because they said – her estate said we're not going to do the CGI recreation ever. Actually, it's the directors that said we have no interest in bringing her back as a CGI creation, a la Peter Cushing, you know.
Or Princess Leia.
But that was for like 10 seconds, yeah.
But the last movie that Mark Hamill was in, I didn't really like his acting in that. That was in The Kingsman.
Was he in that?
Yeah.
The new
one? He's a professor.
He's in the new one?
He's in the first one.
Oh, the first one.
He played a professor.
He was
a
bit part.
He was trying to do a British accent, wasn't he?
Well, and I hated him as in the... Wow. I just thought his acting was horrible.
And he was terrible in Corvette Summer.
The Flash, the show?
Yeah, he was in The Flash. He was in the show.
Yeah, he played the trickster.
And how was he there?
Yeah.
He was basically Joker.
Mm. Yeah, that was the joke.
So everyone hates Mark Hamill.
He was Cockknocker in...
What?
James and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Now you got to admit he was great in that. He was hilarious.
But again,
he
was playing it big.
Yeah, he was playing overacting.
And he was also great in the Star Wars Christmas special.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he looks so weird in that.
Because he's all tripped up on goofballs.
They all look very uncomfortable to be in that.
Oh my God.
They're just like, I can't believe it.
No, but him especially, like, they put like makeup in odd places to make his eyes pop or something. Like, it made him look more like.
Had he had the accident? He was in a terrible car accident.
That was before.
It was a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, he was in a car accident.
Was that after the Halloween?
That was after Christmas.
When was it, Phil?
It was between movies 1 and 2. That's why he had an accident. That's why he had scars.
That's why,
injure him on Hoth.
Yeah.
That's why he's all, cut up.
Yeah. The Wampa.
And that was the end of his career. We're done talking about it now. His filmography.
Hey, come on, guys.
A lot of voice
work. I've never experienced such hate for Mark.
No, and that's what I told Renee. I feel bad because he's such a good guy on Twitter. He loves the fans. He's the one that's embraced the whole Star Wars phenomenon.
Yeah.
Always been great to the fans. Has never been. You know, Harrison Ford was kind of standoffish for a while.
Yeah.
And he's always been good and very accessible.
So you want to like him.
Yeah.
Well,
was it somebody?
The thing about Hamill is that he's basically one of us. I mean,
that's right.
He would have been out of everyone that was in the movie. He would have been the one that would have gone to seen the movie.
That's right.
Harrison Ford would have given a crap.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah,
that's a great point.
That's a great analogy. Yeah, because at the time you were thinking, this is going to maybe play like a lesser Planet of the Apes, but I'll go see it. You know, it's like
And it ended up being the biggest movie in the world.
Yeah.
And the best movie in the world for all time. Suck
not as
it.
Good as Demolition Man, though.
Oh, yeah. That got a 10 on the home video hustle. Phil, you had the same problem I did. They just gave out that 10 so easily. It's Star Wars.
Doling it out. Don't get me wrong. I love Demolition Man. But wow.
But it's no Star Wars.
It's no Return of the Jedi.
It's
it is fun.
It's no Phantom Menace. No.
I always felt like...
No, I put it at the top of the Phantom
No, you're right. You're right. It's better than Phantom Menace. Yeah. Everything's...
Yeah. It is.
Hey.
Three seashells.
How did that movie not get a sequel?
Yeah, that's a weird one that didn't get a sequel.
Oh, Demolition Man?
Yeah.
It wasn't much of a hit. Yeah, it wasn't really a big hit.
How would you do that, though, as a sequel for Demolition Man?
Because he's alive in the future, so now he can just run around. Oh, they did make a sequel. It was Judge Dredd.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang.
There it is.
I forgot about Judge Dredd.
Yeah. That's a good
how did
one
the Fifth
too.
Element not get a sequel either, too, by the way?
Why are you bringing this up? You know how I feel about this, Phil.
Thank you.
No, I don't know how you feel about it.
Did you do that on purpose?
Phil, don't go down this rabbit hole.
It was going so well, Phil.
Wasn't that a great movie? I love Fifth Element.
Yeah, Multipass.
You might as well mention Hook now.
Don't go down the rabbit hole, Phil.
Lilo Dallas Multipass.
Stay where it's nice and safe, Phil.
Aziz!
Brown-on-brown crime?
Aziz, more light!
Yeah.
Aziz!
You think we get a bad rap as being,
I don't hate. I don't hate Fifth Element. I just don't love it as much as everybody else does. It's okay. It's fine.
It's okay.
It's a TV.
I don't know why it didn't get a sequel. It made, over $200 million, and it was made, 90.
Did it really?
It was so... Mm-hmm.
It made a lot of money.
Really
The director was really weird about that movie. He destroyed all the props after production was wrapped up.
Why is that?
Oh, no. He kept, one of those robots, those little elder aliens things. He kept one. Mm-hmm. And then he kept, I think, Bruce Willis's gun.
and destroyed everything.
Maybe
else.
He didn't want somebody else doing a sequel.
I think so.
And he's going to make sure. He's going to make damn well sure it would be hard.
It's
weird.
Well, I guess Valerian was kind of the sequel, no? I mean, not in spirit. Did you see Valerian?
That tank, right?
Yeah,
no, in the tank, but it was. I thought it was awful. I was so bored, and the two.
And you were excited about it.
I was very excited, and I went like the first or second day, and I just thought, this is not good. And the two lead characters are really snarky and stupid, and just didn't like it at all. Yeah, awful. And I really wanted it to be good, you know. Yeah.
Didn't have.
It had some great concepts and some at the first half hour, there's some great sort of like set pieces, but it just didn't amount to much. You know, it was a really dumb plot.
Okay, what's better, Valerian or the Star Wars Last Jedi trailer?
Oh, well, come on.
Valerian.
Valerian is more like Phantom Menace, where you're just like, don't ever need to see that again.
Yeah, we're not going to get deep into the trailer as far as like trying to break down meaning and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what, 30 seconds, 60 seconds?
There was a great article in the Washington Post where they talk about this is either a mirror of Empire Strikes Back with the roles reversed, or they cut the trailer to look like it. And so, you know, which is it going to be?
Well, everyone bitched about how The Force Awakens was too much like the original Star Wars. So.
I still liked it.
I loved
it. Great.
But I mean, that was exactly
I mean, almost like every beat, though.
That was the gripe. And I thought, well, I don't care. It was a good movie. Mind,
yeah. It was a smart choice, though, because,
even,
I mean,
there was even a fat dude in an X-Wing.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
The original Red 5. But because of diversity, they made him Asian. So
he wasn't Porkin.
Good for you, Hollywood.
Porkin.
Good for you. Nice
good old pork.
I'm just hoping they're over the cameo thing, because that was super annoying watching that in the first movie.
Oh, what was the cameo?
Just everyone. They just had to show, like, oh, look, now it's Han Solo, and look.
But that wasn't a cameo.
This is Lin. Well, not a cameo,
they're
but...
They're part of
the... That was the whole point
but
of the movie.
It was like...
They need to be there.
Yeah, they should be there, but I don't need to stay on them for a while.
Oh, that's
like,
interesting.
They're an integral part to the rebellion.
That's interesting. That's a generational thing. Like, people our age are going... Han Solo, he's back, and you're going enough
John,
already.
John, it's not a generational thing.
But Justine,
it's a girl thing.
Trying to say that
it's
like,
a her thing.
That, pause, that like for like a clap. Like,
yeah.
Like when Han Solo came on screen, it was like he came on screen, and then it like the camera stopped on him.
Yes,
like it's
and it was
like
so.
Fonzie.
It bothered me like, so much.
Yeah,
they always
yeah.
used to do that on Happy Days,
and I felt like that happened throughout the whole movie, and I just wanted to move on.
That's kind of
so. I'm hoping in this movie they don't. Well, they're already done with
you're
that,
out of
so
luck.
We're good.
I'm hoping in this movie they fast forward through all the Adam Driver parts.
No,
how about that?
So you want less Carrie Fisher and Luke Skywalker?
Yeah, well, yeah. Not,
well,
not their acting. I mean, if the story needs them, they need them. But
you didn't think Han Solo was necessary?
I just didn't like the way they showed them, and then the music slowed down, and then the camera slowed on them. I'm like, I don't care.
It was
like,
meant to be a big moment.
That's interesting.
And for some of us, it was.
Because they were the movie.
And for those who are fans of the movies.
Oh, you know what I hated about the Star Trek reboot? That Captain Kirk and Spock were in it so much. I really wanted that.
Right?
Like, all right, enough.
We get it. He's the captain. Get on with it.
Give me more. Give me more of.
That's an interesting perspective.
I need more Ensign Davis.
Less Han Solo. I don't know if there's another.
It came off so cheesy. I just.
Oh,
I
know. Really?
Mm. Have you guys met Justine, the heartless woman I'm with?
You weren't going to say woman. That's what I liked about that.
I did slow down there.
God bless you.
Oh,
all right.
Good Lord. Are we going to talk about Pacific Rim?
We're not going to talk about the Pacific Rim trailer, which also underwhelmed me. So, spoiler alert.
I have
alert.
Two bad things to say about it, real
it
quick.
It looks a lot like a Michael Bay Transformers movie.
It's not dark like the first one was, which was fantastic. That's why that one did so well, because it was dark and nitty and gritty. And it looks like he's just doing an Idris Elba impression.
That's right.
Maybe. What do you think? What did you think, Phil? You saw it in the car.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I mean, I agree. It doesn't have the same feel from the first one. And the monsters forming Voltron on their own was kind of odd. Like they all come together into one big monster, I guess.
Yeah.
Ignore Jake.
I don't know. It doesn't. We'll see how it goes.
I'm going to see it. I'm a sucker for anything with a giant monster in it. I mean, me, and Sci-Fi Drive-In Podcast are all going to be there, and Renee. But I was a little underwhelmed. As soon as I saw it, it kind of took the wind out of my sails.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the first one was great. It was dark. It was. It had the right mood. And this one just, it doesn't have that feel, and I think it's because it's a different director.
Yeah.
I think because it's not Guillermo del Toro, I think it, because if it was him still doing this movie, it would not look like this.
Well, what I liked about the Pacific Rim is it got what all the American remakes of Godzilla got wrong.
Yeah.
It got right.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm not – I feel like this is just another Transformers
movie. You felt the gravity of those things slogging along and, like, what the weight of it must be. And this does look a little more – like, they're a little more nimble. Like, hey, you know, like, zip, zap. And it's like, oh, you don't want it to look like a Transformers movie.
Yeah. That's kind of what it looks like.
I also feel like you would feel, like, the destruction. You felt it. Like,
yeah.
Those, like, Michael Bay movies where, like, the destruction is just so rampant that you don't feel it. Like,
no.
It's like, whatever.
It feels like a game, building. Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be the same feeling or emotion in this one.
Except Guillermo del Toro wrote it, evidently. So maybe the plot will have a good feel to it.
Hopefully.
It just doesn't look right. It looks like a completely different movie.
Who directed it, we said?
It's the guy that did Spartacus. He's a TV director did Spartacus. Yeah.
So, I mean, if he's never done anything big, then that means he's going to be under a lot of pressure, and he's not going to have the clout of a Guillermo del Toro to be like, I want to make this however I want to make it.
That's true.
Yeah, be like, that's a good point.
Got to make money.
I wonder if Guillermo del Toro will be a producer on it. Like Ridley Scott was a producer on the new Blade Runner.
Oh.
And so you can feel that, the attention to the details.
I think Jake's looking it up right now. What do you got, Jake?
Yeah, he's Stephen DeKnight. Stephen DeKnight, he worked on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Smallville, Angel. Who worked on the story in season 8 of Buffy.
This is his first big movie, looks like, right?
Yeah.
He worked on
Daredevil.
The movie or the show?
The showrunning duties on Marvel's Daredevil.
It's the guy that runs... Oh. We're back on board.
He took over showrunning duties on
Daredevil. There's some Daredevil fans here.
There's going to be like a hallway fight with one of the monsters.
Yeah, with one of the monsters in a long...
Shot
it'll be a long... It'll be a long corridor of buildings.
One long...
Yeah.
He'll be under the freeway. I got to get through the freeway.
That'll be kind of cool.
Do we have writing and producing credits there, Jake?
Oh, he's just looking up the director.
Hold on, I'm looking.
He's looking. Jake with an interesting forehead to the mic.
Like Googling live on the air.
It's good radio, it's Phil.
I don't know. Okay, books.
No, we do it all.
Blood and Sand Tales. He wrote Volume 5 of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Season 8.
No. Who's writing the new movie?
Oh, who's writing the new movie? Mm-hmm. I thought you were asking still.
Maybe there's credits for the.
So Phil, what
the is Pacific Rim?
Is the baby sleeping through the night?
Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, he wrote it.
Yeah,
he did write it.
Del Toro.
He did write it, and he is producing. And Phil's baby is sleeping through the night.
He's sleeping through the night. In case you're wondering.
Oh, God bless you, man. That's the best.
Oh, it's produced by.
It's produced by Guillermo del Toro.
Story by Stephen DeKnight and T.S. Nolan. Screenplay by Emily Carmichael. Kira Snyder, and then T.S. Nolan.
Also, Guillermo del Toro did not write it. He did not write
it. He just produced it.
He produced it, though. So
with, like, six other people.
His hand is in there. There will be the slim hand.
John Boyega is also producing it.
Oh, there you go. I know him from a little movie called The Force Awakens.
But, yeah, I had a lot of problems with his accent.
Of Idris Elba?
Yeah.
What accent?
He was basically doing Idris Elba.
But he's British.
He is British, but
but you can tell his inflection and the way he's talking. He's trying to be like Idris Elba.
So maybe the director.
Whereas
said.
When you actually hear John Boyega talk, he doesn't sound like that.
So he sounds like the dude from Attack the Block.
Yeah. So maybe the director said,
I'd
"Do this
to be like Idris Elba like all the time."
Well, yeah, we all dream.
Who doesn't want to be like Idris Elba?
But it kind of looks campy.
I like to be Idris Elba in The Wire. That's what I try to be like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, we're going to wrap it up because this show went horribly long. I'm late for my next appointment.
I got an appointment.
But, Phil, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Where can we find
thank you,
fun.
Phil.
Let Daddy run the show.
You're so slow.
If you let Daddy run the show, this is why the show goes on for like 2.5 hours.
Whoa.
Can't let Daddy run the show. It takes his time.
I didn't say that.
It's leaving a bad taste in me.
So Jake will not come back next week.
Take a page out of your show. You gotta get a little more vicious on our show. Good Lord.
I didn't do that. That was not me.
I quote Gaston in Beauty and the Beast when I say, nothing helps. I'm mean to him. Listen, I'm nice to him. I bring him tacos, and that doesn't work. I'm
once.
Mean to him. It doesn't work. I don't have anything at work. I can't figure it out.
You know what? Tacos with ranch?
Yeah.
No, never.
Wait, did he say yes? No.
What do you say?
No one's ever going to say yes.
Phil, what do you say to that? No.
Have you tried it, though?
I say no to that.
With Taco Bell? I mean, not Taco Bell. Jack in the Box?
I don't think we have Jack in the Box down here.
Really? That's where does Jack in the Box?
That's good.
Is that a California thing?
It was, apparently. But it's national now, yeah. It was California. Oh. Back in the 60s, now it's national.
We also have the same issue with Sonic, that I know you were talking about your friend with Sonic.
Oh, we got...
issue where, like, we have two of them, and they're, like, super far.
You know what's funny? Sonic, it's out here, but it's not huge. Just, there's a few, but you have to drive to...
I know of one, like, within 100 miles.
I can't think of it.
Yeah.
The food's terrible, but the drinks are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have
the
a lot
ads
of stuff.
Are hilarious.
Yeah, they are great. It's like, oh, I wish that was here. I wish I didn't have to drive four cities over to get that.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like semi-car hop, right? You hit the button and then they come out with the food. That's kind of interesting.
There's one in Ontario, Rancho.
Is there?
I think so, yeah.
This means nothing to Phil.
I know.
That's fine. It's like Phil going.
By the way, no ranch on pizza either.
Good for you. What about pepperoni?
Pineapple.
Pepperoni on a pizza?
Pepperoni on
pineapple.
Pineapple.
No pineapple on a pizza.
Hey, there we go. There we go.
Okay, Phil, thanks. Oh, you don't have a web presence. Interesting.
We've now got three people that are on board with me for the no pineapple.
And the name of your show is Besided Geek. Fantastic. Good talking to you.
He's all, well, goodbye. So long, suckers.
I'm happy he gets to experience what we go through.
Yeah, he knows. He knows
on a
what's
daily
up.
Basis.
Well, he listens to the show.
Are you kidding?
But to feel it.
Are you kidding? Brent has already told them, wait till you get on the show, and he insults you. It's like having Rickles go at you. They're all lining up for it, okay?
Yep.
They're laying in wait.
I'm kidding.
When one person goes after you here, we all do.
You
Phil, while the rest of the room is
like
quiet,
like a pack
exactly.
Of wolves.
Quiet.
While the rest of the room is quiet, because I'm going to turn in their levels. Let us know where we can find you online, sir.
Okay, you can find us on Twitter at UDBC Podcast. You can find us at uselessdebate.com. We're on Podbean. I think we're on Google Play and random other pod sites or whatever. But that's pretty much where you can find us. Oh, and Facebook. As well, if you want to look for us there, and I think Instagram, but I don't run that. So,
and where do you? And your new episodes are available when?
Usually Mondays. We started doing them now Mondays.
Okay, I like that.
We record Sunday, put them out Monday.
We drop on Thursday. I like that. You're not stepping on anybody's toes. I like that.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
There you go.
I like that. I'm kidding, but no, your show is great. And honestly, if you like what we do here, when I'm kidding around and yelling at everybody, it's pretty much their whole episode where they're just screaming at each other. You're an idiot. It's awesome.
Makes us look tame, huh?
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's really, really fun.
Not even close.
No.
We actually joked that we got to the eighth episode, and so we actually started getting like salty with each other.
Well, that's what happened.
And then we're like, this is like useless agreements in pop culture.
That's what it ends up at.
Bingo.
I try not to be nice to these guys. I really don't. But
we're still around.
They're still around.
Yep.
I don't have the guts to just fire one of them. That's my problem.
One of them.
Just one of them. He's not going to say who. He just says one of them.
Well, I've already told them. One of two. Jake and Patrick. I've already told them.
Anna.
John is my right hand man. He's not going anywhere. Justine, people love her. We get the listeners.
Got justice for Justine.
Yeah. What one of five words is she going to use this week? That's it builds tension. People want tune in to hear that.
One of which
I want to know what they
say. Motherfucking hustle.
There you go.
There's the three words.
But Jake and Patrick. I mean, come on. Dead weight.
He's just itching to fire a white guy.
Oh God! Yes.
Ultimate power there.
My mom's side is Mexican, though. You got to remember that.
Your mom's side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm still my family.
Mom's side, eh?
I don't make aspirations to things I can't.
One of you is going. One of you is going.
Jesus.
Listen, it's like a hot air balloon. How do they get that balloon to elevate? They cut some dead weight, bags.
Or they blow more hot air.
Oh, that's true.
Which means you need one more.
Good point, John. Phil, what are you doing?
Damn. Sorry, Phil.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cherry pick cast members from different podcasts, and then we're going to do like a super group.
Every time.
Every time.
Well, Phil, thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you guys. It was a pleasure.
I hope you guys, and best, honestly, best luck. Keep playing. And we talk, sometimes on the show, and you always say, man, I know you're like, you want a, but keep at it. Keep
what?
At it.
Yeah. Well, what he said.
He knows what I'm saying, but
I don't
want to.
He's saying,
I don't want to throw that out there.
Game.
No. The numbers game, because I'm like obsessed with like our stats and stuff.
He's
like,
always checking the stats.
Refresh Podbean like every like couple hours. Like,
at least you know your stats. Mario won't tell
us. Obviously, this isn't about numbers.
We're not pandering.
Have you listened to the show?
We're not pandering to any sort of...
on this place called the Internet. Yeah. So it might be hard to find.
Yeah.
No, if you look difficult. At...
They don't have access. I don't give them access to the Twitter. I don't give them anything.
No.
You know why?
We're in a cardboard box.
Because anyone could be cut loose at any time.
It's like Game of Thrones.
You got to keep them hungry.
Mm-hmm. You got to keep them hungry. They don't know. It's Jake. Yeah. Jake's the one that's going to get the boot. Wow. Oh, is his mic still on?
Wow. Thank you.
He'll never expect it. Shut up. I'm telling him that. I know. And then I get him. You're half Mexican. You know this trick?
The only reason you're cutting me is so that you can keep Patrick when Justine's still
around. No, Justine's
still
going to come around.
Oh, you know what?
She's
right.
Still going to come around.
They're a package deal.
I'm
drive in together.
I'm doing the old Velociraptor trick. He's looking at me. He's looking at you. And I come around the side. And then it's like, clever girl.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I don't think they realize the only reason you come is because of me.
Yeah, what if Justine said,
Whoa. Let's break down that sentence.
She's actually, you didn't come 1 week, and you know what? We drove together and we came over here without you. So
yeah.
Whoa.
I also came when both of you guys weren't here.
Wow.
Oh, you know what? That is true, too.
Hey, you know what?
Hey. So wrong.
You're welcome, Justine. You're welcome.
And she was here 1 week when Mario wasn't here.
Just came in and sat in the room for 2 hours.
By herself. No show today, guys. She's just sitting here by herself.
Highest ratings ever.
Yeah. That's dedication.
Best show ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's not turn it into the Return of the King again, not for the second time today.
And now for commentary.
So for Phil from the Useless Debate podcast, for John Sandy, for Patrick, for Renee, who sat in on the last segment, for... did I say Patrick or Jake yet?
I don't know.
Okay, let's start that over.
The other one.
Three, and okay. Okay, for John Sandy, for Patrick, for Jake, for Renee, and for America's Sweetheart, Justine, for our friend Phil from the Useless Debate podcast, we say, as always, fight the power. This transmission ends now.